Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how you doing, y'all? Nacho in the Box. This is the Shakedown Sports Show. We are going to get cracking on this Week 13 pregame here in just a minute. About 11 minutes till kickoff for these morning games at the 1 p.m. Eastern Coastern, Eastern time. Man, it's a great Sunday bye week for my Green Bay Packers, so you know I'm living it up. 9-3, second in place. Let's go, Bears. As we see this week unfolding, it's going to be awesome. Shakedown, we got a week for you. Shakes Montana Mondays. Not your average QB Tuesday. We are all QBs all Tuesday. Elite quarterbacks, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, who's deserving, who's not deserving, who's a guy, who's not a guy, who can be a guy, who can sort of be a guy, all of that and more on Tuesday. We're going to get deep dive. So get your quarterback news, get all your stats and infos and facts ready, because Tuesday, bring it all. We're going to talk about QBs in this day and age, QBs of the past, and of course, QBs of the future. So we're going to talk all that Tuesday. Wednesday, debate Wednesday. Man, if y'all lose today, debate Wednesday going to be lit. If y'all win today, debate Wednesday going to be lit. So come on in. Black Friday with Debate Wednesday is going to get us popping. I can't wait. Went on hiatus last week. Got better. Back on top. We good now. We going to get this thing popping. Thursday, thriving. You know it's thriving Thursdays. LRP, my main man, doing his damn thing on Thursdays. You want to talk about fantasy. You want to talk about NBA. You want to talk about football. All that good stuff. Thriving Thursdays is where it's at. But if you want to talk anime, BMF, you want to talk about that Wild Versus match between 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs when they got into a fight? Man, we could talk about all of that on E-Style Fridays. It's going to be one of them days. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to be lit. It's a week, man. We got about another week before, you know, Christmas pops up. We take another hiatus here coming up. So get your sports and facts and info ready on the Shakedown Sports. So 914-205-5796. Hit that one. You can call in and talk to us today. It's an easy day. Week 13, we're going to talk a lot of these games, and then we're going to run through the Giants and Dolphins game. As long as these Giants fans want to keep calling in, we'll keep letting y'all talk y'all shit. Here we go. We get into Week 13, y'all. But first and foremost, like I say every weekend, we're going to get it fixed. But it's that intro, y'all.
What about tomorrow? Time for us to start winning is now. Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right? All right.
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side, here he goes.
You gotta stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child. Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You saying we going 16-0, huh?
16-0, bro. How dare you say anything worse? How dare you?
Out your mind.
You know we just drafted the Messiah.
Obi and the one and only Shakes Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
It's not Shakes. It's not Joe in the Box. Like always, I tell you, man, we here today, week 6, 16, 13. Oh, man, I said 6. I was looking at the number 6 on my phone. It's week 13, y'all. It's not that early. It's late in the season. We got a week for y'all, man. This is going to be some games. Of course, we have some teams on the biosphere. Let's see here who we're looking at on the bye. I know the Green Bay Packers are on bye, but let's get everybody else. It's weird because this is a season where there's an additional week, 18 weeks instead of 17, and you'd be like, man, who has a bye this late in the season? Well, it's just crazy because not only is there a bye this week for teams, but there are also teams next week who have to go on bye, meaning they played 13 games before they went on a bye. The four teams this week on bye: Tennessee Titans, Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, and the Green Bay Packers. All teams not playing today.
What about tomorrow? How about the start?
We'll forget about that whole thing because I ain't trying to hear it again. As we get in today's games, we got about 5 minutes till the game starts. So I'm gonna run through quickly the slate of games we got going on today. Of course, first and foremost, like always, gonna run through these morning games. 1 o'clock on the East Coast, 10 o'clock on the West. Cardinals at Bears. start off your morning. Chargers at Bengals, New York Giants at Miami Dolphins, the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans, Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions, Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. Ooh, what a beautiful stadium. Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. San Francisco 49ers traveling up north a little to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Starting out, that was the afternoon game starting. The afternoon game started with the Washington football team, formerly known as Redskins, and the Las Vegas Raiders. 425 for the Niners and the Seahawks. 425 for the Baltimore Ravens and the the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we move into the Sunday night football matchup with the Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City on an 11-game winning streak versus the Denver Broncos. And then, of course, to close out the week 13 of games on Monday Night Football divisional AFC East matchup, the leading New England Patriots taking on the second-place Buffalo Bills. The games. A lot of games going on. If anybody wants to talk about those, we can. But we are just going to deep dive right into this first game, the one game that everybody wants to talk about. Miami Dolphins taking on the New York Jets. New York Jets traveling down to Miami for a 1 p.m. game, a 10 a.m. game for the West Coast. My boy Dan Campbell got to get up early for today, but you know it is what it is. As we proceed to preview this game, looking like the predicted score here is 23-17 Miami. Miami with a 7-point favorite, and they are trying to get it here. Miami with 21st ranked offense, New York not too far behind with 27. However, defensively, the Miami Dolphins are ranked 31st, and then the New York Giants about 20-21 there for the defense, and then the passing for the Miami Dolphins, a better passer than a run team, as the stats might show, 12th in passing, 28th in rushing, while the Giants are 20th and 26th in passing and rushing. So all 20s for the Giants there, two low numbers, 27, 26 for the offense and the rushing. And then, of course, Dolphins all over the place. I mean, you got 12th place with the passing, 28th with the rushing, 31st with the defense, and 21st with the offense. Both not good teams. Trying to make something happen here at the end of the year. Both 7 losses going into this Week 13 matchup. As we look at the injury list for the New York Giants, looks like tight end Caden Smith is out again. Adoree Jackson is out. Daniel Jones is out. Sterling Shepard is out. John Ross, questionable. Nate Solder, questionable. Linebacker T. Harris is out. And then, of course, Kyle Rudolph is questionable. On the Miami Dolphins side of things, just a bunch of dashes, questionables, and doubtfuls. Nobody really out, but they are full in that aspect as we look at theirs. They got guard Hunt, cornerback Byron Jones, safety Holland, cornerback Xavier Howard, safety, I think that's safety Byron. Either one, both the Joneses are out are injured. Of course, Philip Lindsay doubtful for today's game. Jay Phillips, Jay Davis, tight end, linebacker Jay Phillips, and then, of course, the rookie Jalen Waddle with an injury. Doesn't say anybody's out on this one. This is the NFL.com, so if anybody has anything they would like to add on the ins and outs of that game, that would be much appreciated. But as we continue to look forward to this game, let's get it correct. I mean, it's a game of two teams that are bad, don't seem to be getting any better, no consistency at any level of the field, whether you're looking at the offensive, defensive lines, wide receivers, tight ends, linebackers, safeties, cornerbacks, or the quarterback. At both teams, there is an inconsistency that is approaching, you know, phenomenal, and the way that they can continue to keep this going, and both of them have 4 and 5 wins, respectively. It's crazy to see both these teams be one in Miami, who is, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were supposed to be, you know, fighting for that division title with the Bills and possibly the Patriots, you know, staving the Patriots off from becoming better and being at that second seed, most likely, is what a lot of people thought. You know, Buffalo coming in at the first seed and Miami doing their thing and you know, maybe second or third, you know, fighting it out while the Jets are there in the last place. But, you know, as we see, Jets and Dolphins still doing their thing, while the Bills are, you know, 4 losses, not answering the toll as I think some people would like them to, as it pertains to them in this season. But as you look at the AFC East standings and the way that the Dolphins have played their season out, I think it's much to do about the way that their team is constructed, the way that they were getting rid of key valuable veteran pieces before the year to clean up some space, and now paying players like Kyle Van Noy to be on the New England Patriots and other players like that. I think that was the end of the beginning of their demise as it pertains to this season. Now, looking forward, you could possibly say, you know, they've got some good, can they draft right and then move forward with the youth movement? That's something for 2022. But as we discussed, 2021 in Week 13 going against the New York Giants, I think this is just a who's got the ball last. It's bad teams playing each other, and now with the injuries piling up on the New York side, losing your starting quarterback, and then with the injuries on the Miami Dolphins side that are bound to happen throughout the game with their quarterback, who knows who finishes this game at quarterback for either team, especially with the O-line problems that the Giants have. So, again, a lot of negativity to fly around about this game, but let's talk about some positives and the way that this New York Giants team could possibly pull out a victory. And to do that, we have the Mr. Positive himself, LRP, how are you doing, sir? As you can tell my sarcasm with that introduction, he is not always Mr. Cosby.
Yeah,
but...
I'm about to say. What you talking about? Is there another me?
But we do have LRP on the line with us today, sir. I did give a roundabout opinion of both these outside-looking-in teams as we get a guy from the inside as a fan of the Giants. What possibly can they put forward as this game gets going? What possibly can they put forward to claim the victory today on both sides of the football?
Play J. Fromm. I say it simply. I'm a piece of white trash. I say it proudly. You know what I'm saying? And fuck this battle. I don't want to win no more. I'm out. Yeah, J. Fromm, tell these people something they don't know about. But that's what I would do. It's the Miami Dolphins. The defense has come on in the past couple of weeks. They're playing really, really well. Tua has been efficient enough. And him and the Waddle connection has come along as they possibly envisioned. But you're right. You know, will he stay healthy during the game? You know, much less trying to find out whether he'll be active before it or whatever. That's funny that you said, because huge question mark, will he be healthy throughout a whole game or any buffer bruises? But as far as us getting this victory or any positives I have on us getting this victory, run Saquon Barkley, run the ball, show a little bit of motion, confuse his defense, get him moving around, spread him out. You know, have them run sideline to sideline instead of just north and south to the pivotal point where the ball meets the playmaker, which this offense has traditionally done all year. This is week two. So here's a positive. This is a week two of Kitchens moving into the play caller role. Another week, but unfortunately, you got another new quarterback in Glennon who, you know, so the continuity there may be a little whatever, but we'll see how that go. But we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, I've been kind of was indifferent about this game all week. I've been indifferent about the Giants since they're losing ways. And so my positive is we'll see.
And that's a good one, because, like, to be honest, this isn't a game where I think you could go in and positively say you're going to lose. But again, it's not a game that you could positively say you're going to win either. It's just one of those games where who wants to show up? You know what I mean? Which team decides they want to play today? And that really goes for both. Does Tua decide he wants to stay healthy for four quarters? I mean, he doesn't have Ryan Fitzpatrick to come bail him out for wins anymore. So is he allowed to, you know, is he going to be allowed to play if he's got any injuries? Sorry, one second here. Justin Herbert to Mike Williams. Oh my Lord. Sorry. as that game, as the Giants and the Dolphins get going, I'm not particularly on it right now. So if anybody wants to update me on it, I can't have a TV on it right now because of the way my setup is, you know, the way my the way my bank account works. But as
my check in,
my check is in savings. But as we get into this game here, look, I don't want to. I'm just going to actually load up ESPN and watch the play-by-play as it runs across the screen here, so I won't be seeing it live. But you guys can tell me exactly how it goes. But since I got your opinion on it, since this game is getting started and we can't really see much with only a few minutes in, I want to get either Chosen One's opinion on this game before we get into the running here. If you are with us, E, I know you might have it. Oh my God, Jets up 6-0 already. As we you know, move into this game, anything you want to talk about this game offensively, defensively? Again, LRP touched on the point that it's second quarterback in 2 weeks for the brand new Freddie Kitchens. Does that have anything to do with anything, or you think that it's because it's a fresh start it might help?
Peace. What's going on? Good afternoon on this happy Sunday game day. Cho, Rock, Shakes, Black, LRP, whoever's with us, man. God bless you guys on this Sunday because it is his day. We're never going to take that away. All of that did rhyme. Offensively, I think we have a huge advantage because none of the people that are playing are really on tape like that. I mean, you got to go back to Mike Glennon games when he played for the Bucks, which really doesn't help because he was in a totally different offense than the one that he's running for the Giants. And then another advantage is a lot of the players that are on the field were hurt during the season. So a lot of them getting a lot of guys such like Farrell Cooper, Barkley's been hurt. You know what he is. A lot of the wide receivers who's going to get a chance today. So it's going to be wide receiver by committee. They know who Galladay is, but, I mean, he's also been hurt. But like I said, I think it's an advantage offensively, especially because they don't know what Freddie Kitchens is bringing. And hopefully that should bode out for us. Now, will that translate to winning and 30 points? And, oh, my God, look at the play calling. I don't know about all that. But it should be a little bit different. We should be able to move the ball, have some success. I'm not saying we're going to crush the Dolphins because they do have a good defense. I'm not saying that. Now, defensively, I don't know what's going on. If Patrick goofy-ass Graham tries that shit he did a couple of weeks ago, it's a problem. If he does some things from last week and makes some adjustments to help along the way, and we do have Logan Ryan back, which is a huge help because obviously him missing was a, you know, you can tell him missing was a situation. So we do have our defensive captain back. So hopefully this should be one of those games where the Giants come out and win. In my opinion, once Glennon gets, you know, himself in a tempo and a rhythm, 7-8 points, we should win at least by like 7 to 10 points in my mind. So those are my takes on the game. That's that, my brothers.
Perfect. Thank you so much, man, because I really did want to get into the defensive side of the Giants and how they attack Tua Tagovailoa. Again, we brought it up multiple times this week. Tua just needs to be hit, whether you want to push him with a finger or whether you want to actually hit him. It don't matter. He's going to get hurt. So you just got to
yell at him.
Yell at him. You know, scare him.
Yell at him.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to get him off the field as soon as possible. And again, like I said, he doesn't have Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in. Captain Save-A-Ho the day. So as you
I was just going to say, man, that worked perfectly because I saw somebody do that on Police Academy one time where the dude's head, he ain't had no bullets in his gun, so he just yelled at the motherfucker and knocked him out.
I remember that. So as we move around to today's games, this is actually astonishing. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. Jets take the opening kickoff 79 yards to the Eagles 21, and in four plays they score a touchdown, miss the extra point. They're up 6-0. The Chargers march down the field.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
The 6 points, did that come from a run or a pass by Massa?
That was a pass by Zach Wilson from the 3-yard line, I believe.
Nice.
For 3 or 4 yards. And then, of course,
Who was the punk motherfucker that caught it?
Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I was switched over to the Chargers. Give me 1 second here. And play-by-play is going to be Zach Wilson passed short middle to Elijah Moore. Is that Elijah Moore or E. Moore for 3 yards?
Yeah,
touchdown.
That's cool. As long as Corey Davis bitch ass don't catch nothing, we good.
Yep. So Chargers take it on down the field methodically in 10 plays, use a fourth down and goal to get it. Justin Herbert up the middle to Keenan Allen for 4-yard touchdown. They also missed the extra point. That's what I said is interesting as we move forward. Also, other games around, Tom Brady and them boys march right down the field as well, taking it. Looks like 13 plays, 75 yards for a touchdown, and they make the extra point. And that's going to be a pass short right to Leonard Fournette for 3 yards. So Leonard Fournette with a catching touchdown for the Buccaneers. And then, of course, on to the game that I need Chicago to win. Kyler Murray passed deep right to D. Hopkins for 21 yards, touchdown. Matt Prater good, 7-0 over the Bears. Cardinal, does that round up all the scoring action from this morning games? Sorry, that does not round up all the scoring action from this morning games. Direct snap to Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor tackle right for 1 yard, touchdown. Marvin Badgley, extra point is good. 7-0 Colts over the Texans. And that is the last of the morning scores so far. As we get back into this Dolphins-Giants game, I know you boys are watching it, boys. I know you men are watching it. How is it going? What can we say? What can we do? Are we happy with the performance so far? I'm looking at it right now. It looks like...
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
It looks like sixth place. Let me get it real quick. Let me get this out for the people who aren't watching. Sixth place, 28 yards, 417, and a punt for the Giants. Dolphins are on the ball right now. Four plays so far, first and 10 for them at the Miami 25. So they are just getting going right now. Not really getting, 11 more yards. Yep. So it looks like they're going to be first and 10 from the 35 now, it looks like, for the Dolphins. So, E, you were starting to get in there. You said nothing really crazy going on so far offensively.
Yeah,
those six plays,
on.
What's going on?
You're only one play behind, but the Dolphins are moving the ball. They was on the second and 10, and then, play-by-play put you right at where they needed to be with a first and 10. Waddle is featured on this first drive. I think he has three catches already. Short and intermediate, he has one for maybe 8 yards, one for maybe 4 yards, one for maybe 2 yards, but they all resulted in first down. So the Dolphins are pretty much moving the ball, but not methodically, like just, oh, my goodness, it's looking like a train wreck. So they're getting short yardage underneath, which we all know our defense is willing to give up, which is called bend but don't break, the shit that I hate. But that's all that's going on. So it's the same defensive scheme, same situation. Tua has not been hit, yelled at, cursed at, or punished, or put on punishment at all yet. So until that starts to begin or happen, this little methodical moving the ball down the field, because it will become that at some point due to the soft zone defense that we play, it's going to happen.
I hate this defense. So.
No, yeah, I hate it. Mm-hmm. Hate the shit, too. 4-3, we need to come back. 4-3 needs to come back, man. I can't deal with this shit.
First quarter, for the people, for a Giants fan, first quarter, probably not even 3-4 minutes into the game, I'm like, fire everybody. This is what we do.
And as you're looking at the offensive output from the Giants, again, it is more pass heavy as we look at a couple runs here and passing now. On first and 10, you run it with Saquon at the 46 at 12:59. You run it for Saquon for 3 and then promptly pass the ball. I'm not convinced yet. Freddie Kitchens got some more to do for me, but if he's getting 3 yards a pop, 3 and 3, and then, 3 again, it's 3rd and 1 or 3 and 3. And then it's like, it's not as hard as it may seem. You throw it to Saquon behind the sticks and you lose 3 on the second down play. I just don't get it. I don't get it. So offensively, we'll see how it sustains throughout the rest of the game. But that first series is just much ado about Garrett, and I'm not really feeling it. So we'll have to see, again, that has maybe a lot to do more with, the inability to change a lot, because when you change a quarterback after your first week of getting with the quarterback, I'm sure it's hard to just go in there and start changing everything up right away. So
on that topic, don't go nowhere. I want to say this to the people to add to what you're saying. That was a perfect segue. The Giants got the ball back on the 7-yard line. This drive right here will let us know as Giant fans, if Freddie Kitchens has taken command, threw some things in there that allow long, sustainable drives to equal to points. This is going to be one of the most important drives of the season in my season, not everybody else, I'm only going to talk about myself, for the New York Football Giants, because this will allow me to know exactly what his play calling is, what his schemes are, and how he's going to get the ball up the field for long drives to result in points, something that we do not hardly ever do. So this is going to be microscopic. I'm going to put myself on mute because the analyst is about to come out with the tape and the All-22 review right now in my mind. So you guys can have it because this is on for me.
And look, offensively, one of the biggest things in LRP, if you want to jump in, just cut me off at any moment. The thing offensively with me and this New York Giants team is like, look, you're not going to go out there and after 1 or 2 weeks just start slinging the ball to Ross, throwing it down the field to any wide receiver who's open or not. That's just not going to happen. In any offense anywhere, you're not going to, in 1 or 2 weeks, just 180 flip it the opposite way. What I was kind of paying attention to this Bengals-Chargers game while listening to E at the same time, so I might have missed it. But what I thought he was saying was, let's get this ball and move it consistently. It doesn't have to be 15 to 20 to 35-yard chunks all the time, but 8, 9, 7, 9, 8, 7, 4, 3, 7. Those type of runs and passes in an offense can really get it going, and that's what obviously all of us NFL fans know will open up those long passing games. If you're getting the corners and the safeties and the linebackers to think that all you're going to do is dink and dunk the whole game, then you take it over the top. And I think that's what a lot of New York Giants fans are trying to see. Now, again, we're not trying to see Mike. We know we're not going to see Mike Glennon go 35 for 47 and, you know, 400 yards and dump it all over the place, but a realistic goal for this I think offense and Mike Glennon would be somewhere in the area of 60-some percent, somewhere in the area of 250 to 300, and they're consistent. It's not 2 or 3 yards or 4 or 5 yards. Obviously can't do that with that little passes, but, you know, you want to get somewhere between the area of 9 to 12 yards, I think, when you start passing the football averagely. But again,
real quick,
it's not going to happen overnight. Sorry, guys.
You good? I just wanted to, because something that you said, that I can't expect to see this, I can't expect to see that, but Glennon and the nuances and that, why not, though? And I know that's a deeper conversation than, you know, what we were allowed to do on a day like this, but why not, man? Look, folks came to me one day and said, and this is just me, but they came to me on the Monday and said, look, we need to redo everything that you do. Everything that we originally thought that this job or what we wanted to get from you has changed. So I need you to read this book. I need you to go through these modules and have it down by next Monday. I had to sit down by Wednesday because I done went through the education. I done went through the experience. I've been doing it for years. And that's on top of them being, that's on top of me being underpaid. But it was the passion and the fact that it was my name. My name is on the line, so I'm going to show up because I'd be damned if I'm going to have anybody put dirt on me. And I'm goddamn intelligent and I'm smart. And I work hard. So why can't we expect this from million-dollar players who all they do, all they have to do is show up at Quest Diagnostics and just absorb and just be a sponge. And then when it's time to wring out the water, you let that shit flow. Why can't we? I get so infuriated, and this is my last statement. I get so infuriated with us, you know, not infuriated, but from the outside looking in or underestimating the capability or not giving the benefit of the doubt of the capability of the minds that these people have been destined or put in place to be able to show or express. I just don't get it.
Look, I 100% am with you on that, but I have to say this. They didn't ask you to go learn an entirely new job. They didn't ask you to go learn an entirely new way of doing things without them already knowing you could possibly do that. And I say that to say this. Not only are these million-dollar people doing their job at what they can do best is, but they are still human beings, and they are still just like you and me, and the ways that they may not be able to learn new things. They do – the way New England does it is such – is so ridiculous that nobody else does it is beyond me. Do your job is the most simplest three words and the most winning we've ever seen from an organization in 20 years, because they don't expect people to come in and do something, one, that they've never done, or two, that they may have to teach them to do from scratch. Now, I'm not saying that all the players on the New York Giants are dumb. I'm not saying they can't learn anything new. I'm not saying that, you know, it's all lost. You can't expect to change. What I'm saying is when you bring guys in and you teach them a certain way, and then you start teaching them that way, and maybe they're getting it, maybe they're not. To try and change it again is so hard, and I understand what you're saying about, well, by Monday you got it and all this good stuff, and I'm with you on that. Why can't these guys who are paid well enough get it? They're still like you and me. And again, you may be better at your job than they could ever be at theirs. And I think that's where we're getting cross-modulated here. Just because they're millionaires doesn't mean that they are better at their job than you are at yours, making thousandaire money. It doesn't. I think that's what we miscompute sometimes, is that because they're millionaires, they've got to be the best at their job all the time. And I think the fact of the matter is, it's a job like any other job. And if we look at it, at any position, there's two or three or four that are better than everybody else, and it's clear as day. And when you go to work every day, there are two or three or four men or women at that job that are just better than everybody else, regardless. And the rest of us just got to figure it out and got to work the best we can and move forward. And some of us, like, you know, can get it after a week. Some of us can get it after a few days. Some of us can get it after a few months. It's just how long. And the problem with this league is you can't get it after a few weeks. You can't get it after a week. You have to be like LRP and get it by Wednesday. And that's the problem with a lot of these expectations I think we have on every team, all 32, is that we hear someone's changing a position and they're going to be, and they were an all-star, an all-pro or whatever at the other one, they're going to transition and be the greatest thing ever at this new position. I gotta expect them to be humans just like us. Granted, they've spent the entirety of their lives focusing on one thing. That's where, you know, it kind of draws. We took time to find our niche in life, our way of moving forward, our way of collecting a check. They have been doing this their entire lives, and I think that it puts a little more expectation on them, because you've been doing it since you were six, because you've been doing it since you were eight. You move positions. Why is it so hard for you? You've been doing it your whole life. But, again, they're human, just like us. Some of us aren't going to get it as fast as others. Sorry, go ahead.
And I get – no, you good. I get that. I get what you're saying, right? But you want to use that same argument to say that. Say you're in a meeting room, right? You're meeting in front of the whole team. You're the head coach. And you got your OC, and you got your DC, and all the position coaches to the left and right. Right? You're standing up there like a brigade. You pose the question to everybody in the room. You put up something on the PowerPoint and say, how many people in here recognize this? Raise your hand. Based off of how many people raise your hand, you say, all right, all you guys move to this side. The ones who didn't raise their hand move to that side. Now, what's on the blackboard or what's on the PowerPoint could be a formation or a verbiage or some kind of formation that any player has ever received or gotten, or tutelage that they have gotten. The most common, the most basic, is usually the foundation that most teams coach or have coached before. So, therefore, you want to get – first off, you want to identify how many people think the same and how many people have received the same tutelage. What I want to know is how many of these people actually do that, and how many people actually realize how many people they have to actually know their job and everybody else's job. Where are your minds coming from? You're not just teaching everybody. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it's just infuriating to me how it takes so long, even with basketball, not to change the subject, but even with basketball, the chemistry thing, and how long it takes somebody for it to gel. And I get all that because you got to know nuances and this, that, and the third, certain eye movements, and say, oh, shit, man, I usually pass the ball, motherfucker, usually get it. You know what I mean? I get all that, but I don't know. I'm exasperated.
No, LRP, I don't mean to laugh either, but I'm with you. I don't know either. Because what I just went through, the soliloquy I went through of expectations and stuff, I don't believe it. Like, I have to think that way because it's just, I believe with you. Why can't you
do this. Why? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me as well. But on the other hand, I do have to believe that they are human. And I think that's why I have, over the years now, lowered my expectations for when we see someone transition from a new offense to a different offense, from a 4-3 to a 3-4 or a 3-4 to a 4-3 or a hybrid, or an offense that is pass first to run first, or an offense that play action to, like, I get it. Like, why can't you just do that? Like, look, you are good at football. You, like, fucking play the game. Like, I understand that. And so I just think, to me, at the end of the day now, I'm like, okay, they're a human being like us. And I have to realize that this game, as much as they are the few of the few when it pertains to the 53 on 32 teams, there is even a fewer of fewer. And I'm talking about maybe 4 to 5 on 32 teams, and that's the maximum that could legitimately go play another position and not have to blink before, you know, anything. And I think that's where I'm getting my expectations now of, like, it's not a lot of guys that you could just say, go do this and do that. I mean, and then the reason why I bring up New England is, look, when they need someone to do another job, they don't have someone on the team go and do it. They go out there and through the draft or through the free agency, get someone to do the job that they're lacking. And that's what I was trying to get at. They aren't so much in trying to change their team players from doing something different as they are changing their maybe their offense. They're right. bringing in the exactly players right. to do those things. But anyways, let's get back
that's
to
exactly
the game.
Exactly right. No, we're good. This is a good conversation, though, because, you know.
Good.
Yeah, because I think you're right on that, because the Giants, and that's actually getting back to the game, really, because it's good segue. Giants don't do that. The Giants don't find somebody to do that. They bring in somebody to try to change them. You know, they get out of inmates and come to the girl's house. It was like, he's different now. I'm going to change him. We want to steal from your purse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I took one of the person took the other out. Dude, I'm so scandalous. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really quick, short version, Mike Glennon pissed me off. Patrick Graham put a smile on my face after. You guys got it.
As I exhale,
I'm about to be right in front of it now.
I am going to go through it for my mans out here that are listening. So what he means by that is Saquon Barkley right end. For 10 yards, Glennon passed short for negative 5 yards. Glennon passed short left to Slayton for 4 yards. Glennon passed short right to Ingram for 18 yards. Booker up the right for minus 2 yards. Glennon passed deep right to Kenny Golladay out of bounds at the Miami 48 for 20 yards. Mike Glennon deep pass left intended for Darius Slayton, intercepted by Xavier Howard at the Miami 3. And then, of course, we're talking about here, moving on to Miami. Gaskins left to the right for 4 yards. Tua Tagovailoa short left for 1 yard. And then Tua Tagovailoa sacked at the Miami 2 for minus 6 yards on 3rd and 5. Looking like them boys about to punt the ball back and give Giants excellent field position. That is the love-hate relationship that all Giants fans have with this team. As we move around the league real quick again, don't understand this one, but the Falcons scored and the Bucks went down and score. So this is a back and forth touchdown, 13-7 as the Bucks missed the extra point, 13-7 Bucks over the Falcons with 4:23 left in the first. 14-0 Bears. Bears, you had one fucking job this year. That's beat the Cardinals in my bye week so I can go happy into week 14 in first place. But you, whatever. 14-0 over the Bears, especially since Andy Dalton got the start and Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are back. Chargers, highlight reel interception. Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase with an Antonio Freeman-type juggle and the cornerback with an Antonio Freeman-type catch and an interception as it's going back the other way. Looks like Joey Bosa walking. Is that Joey Bosa? Yeah.
Nick's on the Niners. Joey Bosa walking back to the locker room as the Bengals, it looks like, recovered a fumble. That game is a good game. If y'all ain't watching it, that's a good one. Chargers up 9-0, 3:08 left in the first over the Bengals. Vikings 3-0 over the Lions, 5:10 left in the first. As you guys all know, 0-0, 1:30 left in the first for the Miami Dolphins on 4th and 11 from the 2 against the Giants. Jets 12-7 against the Eagles. Minshew marches right down the field and gets a touchdown. 12-7 Jets over the Eagles with 3:18 in the first. Colts still up 7-0 with 3:45 in the first. That rounds out the morning games for everyone. Keenan Allen with a soul. Wait, did that just happen?
They ran Barkley one time and then went past for three straight downs.
Yes, they did, and we are going to get back to that in 2 seconds. That was not a turnover. It was reverse. Los Angeles Chargers score a touchdown, another pass to Keenan Allen, 16-0. Chargers over the Bengals, 1:34 left in the first. As they go back to this game for you, Mr. LRP, my friend. That interception drive, yes, it was 1st and 10. Saquon Barkley right end ran out of bounds at the 17 for 10 yards, so it made it another 1st and 10, and that started on the New York 7. This is from the New York 17, a 1st and 10 play. Mike Glennon passed short middle to Saquon Barkley to the New York 12.
I just wanted to confirm that's what I heard the first time. He said, yes, definitely don't have to relive that one.
I got you. I'm sorry. I thought you didn't hear it on. You wanted to get the recap, but you heard it, so we'll keep on moving on. E, you're quiet, man. Let us in.
I'm here, brother. I'm right here, man. You know.
I'm in front of it now, too.
Talk about the defense on that last series for me, since you said it made you happy.
Well, the defense on the last series did something a little bit different. He dropped the linebackers back in coverage on one play, which made the offense think that they could do a short dink and dunk. But Bradbury came up and put a great on the tight end Gesicki, which allowed that play to be blown up the moment that he caught the ball. I think it was a negative play. And then right after the negative play, they tried to pass the ball short right, but Tua brought it down, and Quincy Roche was right there for the sack. So that's what made me happy. But after that, of course, we just ran a play on offense behind the line of scrimmage, Garrett-ish, and hurt my heart again, because once I see a shit like that, it is just a reminder, it's a PTSD. G standing for Gason, and we can't do that. So right now, Joe Judge called the timeout with 6 seconds left in the first half to yell at the referees and also to yell over at his players, and we'll see what that means. But outside of that,
He called a timeout
to yell at the
refs?
To yell at the refs. All the time.
It's funny that you bring that up at that point, because I was just sitting there, they were hammering this guy. He has the pin in his hat, just like old boy from the Lions used to do. That's what it is, bro. Because he wears that pin, he has to go. Doesn't make you a good coach, because you got a pin as an accessory. There's no point in you having a pin in your hat like that. There's no point. You got a shirt on right there. You can easily clip it on. Why you got it up next to your temple? It's only going to drive you crazy after a while. That's the mental block that he's having from being able to be a good coach. See how I came full circle? You need to take that damn pen out or leave the building. I say that jokingly, but half serious.
Look, the overwhelming rule is you don't put a pen or a pencil until you've won a Super Bowl in your head. That's the rule. So, as the head coach, so that's just how it goes. Take it out of your damn head. I still never got that one. It's just you don't look cool. Just anyways, we'll move on. I digress. Again,
it's actually
look like
pretty funny when you think about it, but Yeah. It's still almost true. Like, what's up with the pin? And the other dude that wore a pin failed miserably in Detroit. And he did the same thing. Everybody else don't wear no pin on their hat.
Nope. Nope. Look, Mike McCarthy wore one. It drew all over the back of his damn hat because he got a big old fat head, and the hat was on the back. And so it drew on the hat. Motherfucker never wore a pin again. Never put a pin back there again. He won the Super Bowl. I still got made fun of. That shit ain't cool, man. It's just, you look like a, I don't know, man. It's just, it's ridiculous. Let's see here. Same scores, moving around, nothing real different. Cincinnati, like I said, 2nd and 7. They're moving the ball down the field. Chicago got the ball. They're not doing much with it. Bucks got the ball back. So, yeah. And then, of course, it's the end of the first in New York Giants, Dolphins game. So waiting for the commercial break to end in that one. Let's move around the league. I know you guys are watching your game, but Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Herbert. And I'm going to say Mike Williams because Keenan Allen ain't his main target. Who would you rather have moving forward for the next 5 to 10 years, gentlemen?
What'd you say, Nigel?
I said since it's kind of a dull moment with the commercial and the Giants and Dolphins game, I'm sitting here watching Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase play against Justin Herbert,
Now,
and I said Mike Williams.
Hold on, real quick, man.
Who's hurt? Who's hurt?
Galladay, man. He throws this dude first down. He makes a nice catch. He does all this extra shit. And now he holding his side to the sideline. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're 4-7, bro. Why you sitting up there? You know, you caught the ball. Good on you. But I just don't. You know what I'm talking about. But go ahead. What were you saying about Joe Burrow?
I was just saying, man, the connectivity that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, and then on the opposite side, Justin Herbert and Mike Williams. I wasn't even going to say Keenan Allen because it feels like Mike Williams and him. Keenan Allen is just a really good wide receiver, so you put it in his direction, he's going to catch it. But the connection that them two have and where to go with the football is just something else. Who would you rather have moving forward as just a fan of football if we're talking about Burrow and not necessarily the teams, but just that combo of wide receiver and quarterback? Is that translatable across all teams, or is maybe this just perfect situation for both these teams is what I'm trying to get at?
No, I think you got a good quarterback as well as
LRP. The last pass by Mike Glenn and the Farrell Cooper, in my heart, I understand he threw it across. It was nothing wrong with this pass. Look, that was straight Farrell Cooper. It was nothing wrong with that pass. Mike Glennon being his height and his neck being that long was not what the problem right there. It was actually a helping situation. Yo.
I missed it.
That was Farrell Cooper, bro.
I was looking dead at TV, but I...
He got out of his break late, and if he would have caught that pass, Farrell Cooper would at least have 17 to 18 yards if somebody was good enough to tackle him. That wasn't Mike Glennon for, man. Come on. We are on the board 3-0. Yay.
That dude neck is ridiculous. Jesus. Like, how did that happen? Did he stretch himself when he was a kid? How do you get a neck like that? I don't know about the mutation and the formula, you know what I mean? I know it's all science, tubes and eggs and all that, but how do you get a neck like that? Probably kidnapped by the mafia one time. They stretched his leg, you know what I mean? Kidnapped, put a head in the vice and all that. Probably owed somebody some money at that point. But somebody saved him, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I know this kid. Another month.
No, I'm dealing with these kiddos at the same time as I'm trying to load this game up so I can watch with you guys. I think I'm going to let you guys get to watching this game. That way I can run through some of these scores and highlights of what's going on around the league and then get you guys going here on some defense. Again, I'm pretty sure it's at a timeout right now. Let's see here.
Yeah, commercial. Yeah, game's at commercial. So what's up?
Looking like everything around the league stays the same over the last few minutes. Every game is now in the second quarter. With the Vikings and the Lions starting the second quarter 6-0. And the Eagles just getting another touchdown. Get a play-by-play on that one. We're going touchdown for touchdown here in this game. The factor is New York Jets cannot convert an extra point. They are down 14-12.
Damn. I think the Jets pizza is nice, though. Especially they got two picks back to back coming up too. Shit.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes, and they have already shown a overwhelming respect to the offensive line. They'll probably show some more to it, and maybe even add a weapon in the later second to third round. So man, it's going to be an interesting draft for the Jets there as they move forward.
I do checking them out, making sure they don't make no stupid mistake. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Pretty much stuff's just staying stagnant around the league. Bears still up 14-0 here in the second, 11-14 in the second. Bucks 13-7, 4:53 in the second. Chargers 16-0, 14-42 in the second. Like you guys know here, 13-12 in the second. Giants up 3-0, a commercial break. And then 14-03 in the second. Colts up 7-0 over the Texans. I picked the Bengals in that one, and something said I should have picked the Chargers, but I just went with the home team, and this is a game that I think the Bengals need to win if they want to move forward, but, you know, it is what it is at this point.
All right. The way to tell it is Ojulari. Should have got a little bit more penetration. It was a run play or jet sweep. Miami did to the left, and Azeez Ojulari sealed the edge, number 51, to make it a short game. So, go ahead.
E, can I get how you feeling about this defense, E?
And then the next guy, Danny Shelton, bro. Danny Shelton has to be the biggest waste of space like a planet, bro. He Pluto. He Pluto now.
I'm going to tell you right now, he got pee stains on his pants, too. We're going to talk about it. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Learn how to do the right thing, big-ass flounder.
Yeah,
I don't understand
pocket,
what's going
bro.
On.
The commercials say the Tide Pockets get a white, so I don't understand. But just as they got to stop a short gain on first
like
down.
Look like he wiped his hands on his pants after he eat. That's the type of dude Danny Shelton look like.
Thick yeah, he's completely
thick ass nothing.
That run, it was a run to the right.
Yeah, man. What you got all them damn rubber bands on your body for like that? What you need 10 rubber bands on for?
Rubber bands are supposed to symbolize you as a good player. This is what's so infuriating about it. He's wasting the lines. Everybody that has the lines on their arms are good. You know, the people who wear lines should go to him and say, hey, man, you need to take that off. You're not deserving of wearing the lines. Everybody
right.
does.
You're cutting off your circulation to your brain at some way, somehow. You know,
right.
Something's going on where you are not actually mentally ready, physically prepared, and emotionally vested. Like you, something is happening. Each rubber band represents the amount of yards you give up every time your ass is in the game. So you got 10 of them on right now.
And this is what frustrates us natural about this team, because here we go. Now you got Austin Johnson in, right? Look at this now. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's a bad example because everybody else didn't do shit. But usually when Austin Johnson's in the game, you see a better defensive, because it always doesn't even work with him, but it's better at least. Why isn't Austin Johnson getting more of the work? Danny Shelton should be at least 3%. There you go. See?
I'm going to tell you something that I noticed that I hate. I didn't realize how much I hate it, but now I got it. I can say it. I hate second down celebrations when the shit going to be third and short. That's how I feel. What the fuck are you celebrating on second and two when it's third and two right after that? Get back to your shit.
Like unless it's a game-winning first down, a touchdown.
And that's the reason why. You feel
like
me? That's the reason why. Right there.
It's just all it should be. Like, I look, it's all across the league, from the best to the worst teams. They're celebrating, you know, a first and 10, you know, 6 yard
that's
out. Like, it don't matter at this point. But, like, what the hell? Like, what the hell, dude? Like, get up and scream after you get a, you know, after you get a 7 yard out on third and six with 1 minute left and the team got no timeouts. That's when you celebrate.
I want to talk about a phone call I just got anonymously, obviously. And the person said on the phone, did not say good morning, did not say good afternoon, did not ask me about my friends or family, did not care whatsoever about me. He called just to say, I'm cutting fucking Galladay, and hung up. I just need people to understand these are the type of phone calls that I receive on the Lord's Day. And it hurts. It hurts.
He's still caught it.
It hurts.
That's good. He caught it for a two-yard loss. It was a pass to the flat to the tight end. McKinney made a good break of the ball. He still caught it, but it was for a two-yard loss because he was right there. But I want to talk about that conversion before that. He and Nacho. Graham is still playing off the ball. He's giving way too much space on short yardage. It's almost like he wants it to bend. You know what I mean?
And it's frustrating.
Like, yo, this is the point where you break them. It was a third and short. You got, you know what I mean, one of the top receivers on the outside, and you got Bradbury playing way too far off. That has to stop on these situations. And he's still on it here in week 13 or whatever. That's what's infuriating, man. They don't even try to implement a change. An attempt to change, but that was a good series. Fourth and six, Miami to punt. 7 minutes in a second.
Looks like
I want to bring in some news on other games. Now is a good time.
Yep, I'm about to right now. Looks like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are first and goal from the 4. New York Jets are first and goal from the 3. I am pulling up the rest of the games on the computer. My phone is about to die. No, I really wish we had Shakes here right now, but
top football game.
We'll see. They got, yeah. Yeah, I know. I picked up the kicker, so he got me 3 points. Let's see here. There we go. I was trying to leave that alone. There we go. There we go. Bada boom, bada bing.
I'm cutting Galladay.
Zach Wilson pass to the right to a wide open tight end touchdown.
Zach Wilson.
Bro.
Keep doing.
18-14 because of the two missed field goals or two missed extra points. What is going on?
I'm gonna go tired.
Are you tired? Thirsty?
I got to go for a drink. I know that's right. Look like now.
You thirsty?
Got a request. So I jump on in there. And, yo, real quick. Which college football games did you catch last night? Now that we have commercial. Yeah. I don't give a shit what's going on. But now I do. Because I like the updates on other games. But I ain't got none of that in front of me right now. So I want to ask you, what did you see last night in college? And Michigan is number two. Shout out to them. Jim Harbaugh, you know what I mean? All his vision finally coming to life for him out there. And I haven't really looked at you probably on another call. Probably by myself. This is all good, too. They need to run Barkley more. That's what they need to do. I think everybody picked the Ravens. It's hard to go against the Ravens, but I picked the Steelers. I don't see Tomlin losing two in a row. Just don't. Now that the board has finally probably announced his retirement, he's probably go for broke. Like that old car and cars where you got one more race left in them.
The only thing keeping me decent feeling, and that shit ain't saying much when I'm decent feeling, is that Miami is not moving the ball either like that. Meaning that they getting what they want underneath, but the ignorance
is doubtful with rib injury.
Yo, you do know the dude ran into him and hit him in the ribs while he was out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I get it, but
I know. To us.
It doesn't seem like it's to us. Yeah, that's right. You're right. But I don't know. That didn't seem like it was out for the game. Out for the game, second quarter. Type hit.
Yo, what is up with everybody just hurt after a catch? Miami is that physical? They're that physical. Yo, that at any little thing, Slayton look hurt coming out the run. I'm done with. I'm gonna just mute myself.
He did.
You ain't ever going to see a route that slowly ran in Jesus' name on a football field ever in life. Did you see that route? He walked it.
Yeah.
He walked the route. Like how you doing warm-ups when you be like, all right, like, you know, just come out, give me a little in and then give me a little up and in, give me a little steam. But like he warmed up. That's crazy. We can't keep a healthy wide receiver, and that is embarrassing. That's embarrassing. He, ladies and gentlemen in America, he's gingerly hobbling up the field.
Dang, should put him from, bro. Because it just said, you know, Glennon ain't really doing himself no favors, but you know, I mean, not seeing who's coming up. Putting his receivers in, there you go. Putting them in bad situations. And that was a good throw and catch. Threw a shallow cross to Evan Ingram for, I think, 15. Maybe 12. Yeah, that was good.
Yo, that is Barkley's second drop.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I do have we do have OG Steve on the line with us. I'm just letting him in, and I still got to attend to these kids.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Happy game day, everybody. You know, I ain't got my
kids.
You know, man. You know, I mean, I'm pissed all the way around. I played Galladay's bum ass for the first time in my fantasy league, and he already out, man. I can't with this dude. Any other John, I can't do it. Anyway, Yeah, you know, I mean, that's very disappointing to see Galladay out. You know, I mean, he was on a little roll earlier. Dude almost took a little cheap shot on him, though. But I hope he can just get a shot and come back. I mean, just another game we can't get an answer on Danny Jones. So I'm going to sit back and just hope we find a way to win this game. I really wish we'd be a little bit more fired up defensively, but I guess we're holding it so far. So, hey, man, I really don't have much, man. But I'm glad to hear y'all chop it up. I'll get in where I fit in, man. That's all I'm grabbing for now.
No doubt. It's 3rd and 10. Giants on to Miami with 42. Well, no, on their own with 42. And Pierce. Clock at 1-0. Another throw. Short. Farrell Cooper behind the stick. Both down. Bella got the playoff. Nobody ran past the stick.
You know, man, Clayton has been extremely disappointing all year long, man. You know, always be around a bad play.
Who?
Clayton.
Clayton. Yep. It's dreadful. I don't think none of this is it, man. None of this is it.
Brother OG, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm just chilling, man. Just chilling, you know.
It ain't nothing, man. I can't understand. I think they went out last night. I think it looks crazy. I've never again seen somebody walk a route like that. Darius Slayton has that on film, and he should be embarrassed. He should be embarrassed. That is just, yo.
Yeah, he should be punching.
And Saquon Barkley, let's talk about him. He ain't getting no pass. Has dropped two potential big plays for first downs if he catches the ball because he's out in the flat in front of the linebacker and past the cornerback. Two times he has failed us in this game on drive. I'm giving nobody
that. That one big for the play where he had caught for 10 yards, he had a chance to turn it back inside, man, and get at least 4 or 5 more yards. He ran out of bounds, but he could have turned it back in a little bit, man. I thought, you know, I know it was a little bit close, but I felt like he could have turned that play in, man. So, you know, I guess we'll give him a pass because he's still coming off that injury, but at what point do you stop, you know, giving him the injury reason? I think it's legitimate now, but I'd like
your
to know what
your motherfucking hands ain't injured. If I'm not mistaken,
no, I'm
just saying,
I'm talking about the one play where he broke it early on, man. He could have turned that in. And, you know,
I know what you're saying, but I'm adding to that play by saying he catches the ball on both of the passes that Mike Glennon perfectly threw him, and we have big gains for yardage and momentum. He looked like he went out last night.
I don't say nothing about the 10 yards. I mean, that's usually that's you know. You running out of bounds off a 10-yard run, yeah, albeit, yeah, you could have turned it back in. But that's 90% of players is, you know, you get the first down.
I give a pass on that.
And you methodically move it, you know what I mean?
You know what? It's not that. It's not that. Because, I mean, obviously you give a pass, even after injury. It's just that he ain't been making but so many big plays for him. He just feel like when he get an opportunity, he should just go for it. So, I hear you. I ain't dwelling on it. You know, I mean, but it's just a combination of other things. Like you were saying, drop passes. But, yeah, that one particular play, you know, I just want to see. It's not that he didn't turn it. I just want to see a little bit more anxiousness. You know what I mean? I just want to see, like, you know, you trying to do a little bit more, man. Like, you know, we got to win this game. And I don't really see, like, you know, that being displayed on the field. You know, I don't want him to take unnecessary risks.
Right.
But, you know, let's just look like we want to win, though.
No, you're right. But the two drop passes is important. The offense is fun, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there's no sense of urgency, man. I mean, it's just no sense of urgency out there. You know, they can't be dropping passes. They can't afford none of that, man.
I mean, just look how they're getting the ball out. How would they just look so much better? Just discombobulated.
Patrick Graham plays a friendly defensive scheme. His defense is friendly to every offense, man. Every offense.
He's doing 14 for 17, 84.
Yeah, he's friendly to every quarterback. Quarterbacks have high percentages against us, bro.
You know what?
They all
the thing is, we do a pretty good job of making the quarterbacks make mistakes, though. And that's really what he's trying to do. McKinney almost had one earlier in the game, man. So, I know it's not fun to put, let that down in and down
out.
Ain't
nowhere near.
I really feel like, sooner or later, they're going to make the quarterback make a mistake and get the ball.
But look how they're getting the ball out, right? Look at the play clock. Look at the plays. I mean, he's moving. He just got him to bite. Free play here. You know what I mean? Like, just
right.
The way that I'm jealous of how they're moving, how the communication is coming in, and they are executing. It takes us all the way down to the play clock of 5-4. He's yelling at the center. People still don't know where to go. It's, you know what I mean? On the other side for us, it's
they
just so...
taking what we give them, though, man. And we tighten up, once we get in the, the green zone, red zone,
but
whatever
OG,
you want to call it.
I want to discuss that in friendly fire. I want to discuss that. This is not a league that you can do that in anymore. And I know some people don't understand what I mean. What I'm saying is that teams have offensively built themselves to destroy shit like that. Even in the bottom of the league, you keep giving up these dink and dunks, and you realize that shit turns into junk yardage in an 80-yard, 10-12 play drive, and you got your defense out there on the field. You leave them out there to drop because they back out again if your offense is sputtering on the next series.
Tired the offense is sputtering. But if they don't score points, they can't win the game. I don't like it either the way it looks. But, I mean, the thing is this. If they don't score points, which we've been doing a pretty decent job, for the most part, not letting a lot of teams score back of points. So if the offense, and we've been getting some turnovers. So the offense just needs to do a little bit more and it won't look so bad. I get it. I ain't really my favorable strategy, but it ain't really that bad of a strategy because it's actually kind of, if the offense would just do a little bit more, it would actually be working. They've got 3 points. They got 3 points, bro. We almost had a turnover, man, and they ain't scored yet. So, I don't like the fact that they're driving the ball and not giving our offensive time to score. But when we get the offense the ball back, they got to do something.
That's true, but I look at it like this. You helping teams catch an offensive rhythm. And if they still in rhythm by the fourth quarter, that's when your situation looks really bad. If you giving a team everything they want, through 3 quarters, they have gone through the playbook and been successful because you're letting them complete 75% of their plays, but you're trying to stop them from completing the 25% that may allow them to score.
That's right.
Is not working anymore.
When
it's not
can't
working.
Get over the middle, they ain't doing everything they want to do. If they can't go over the top, man, at the end of the day, the game is won by scoring points. So,
I hate,
at the end of the
but
day,
my
that's
thing
what all
is,
comes down to. I mean, right now they got 3 points, okay? 3 points. The problem is this. We only got 3 points. Because if we had at least 17 points, which we should have like every other functional offense, then we wouldn't be talking about the defense. Let me tell you, our piece is the offense, man. This is, I mean, don't get me wrong. We can always find something to point at it with the defense. Don't get me wrong. But if they ain't scoring a rack of points, then this is on offense. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, my view of it. You know, I ain't saying it's set that way, but that's how I see it, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I can't disagree with you on that. I'm just talking about what defenses, what offenses do against us is because of the fact that they're in rhythm. I hate the fact that we keep guys in rhythm. Guys be 15 for 18, 19 for 22, 25 for 29. You've given up too much rhythm, and we don't have enough
pass
rush.
As long as the rhythm ain't in the end zone, as long as they ain't dancing in the end zone, bro. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would like to be having the whole team with 3 points. But they got off.
God damn it, I'm losing fantasy games because of somebody else's rhythm. You understand?
Man,
losing fantasy games because of somebody's rhythm.
They won't be out here dancing and nothing like that. On the, and if we offense did a little bit something, man, but as long as they ain't dancing in the end zone, hey, man, that's on the offense.
Again, I'm losing games because of the goddamn rhythm. You understand?
Oh, we just suck all the way around, period, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do. Yeah, we
but
just
the thing
are
is, you
bad
can't point
teams,
at the
like
defense,
I said.
So when you, I just talked through the point of the defense when the team only got 3 points, and we had a team for 3 games straight, maybe even 4. I know it was 3. No team scored in the second half against us. So, I mean, look, man, you know, offense got to do something, man. The offense got to do something.
I'm all the way with you, but now that Kenny Golladay is gone for the rest of the game.
They better move a shot or something, man. Why you can't take a shot in the ribs, man? Come on, man.
He ain't got no ribs.
Yo, you know what? He, honestly, how does he look himself, man? At this point, you know what? Man, he should be playing through anything at this point. He owes that to the fans, man. This is crazy.
He owes that to the God that he prays to. He owes that to the God that he prays to.
He's stealing at this point, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, like, and it's so sad to see what he's not. It's so sad.
What?
$72 million, and you are that. You can't stay healthy to save your money. You're going to spend your money on rehab.
And Matthew Stafford made him an all-pro.
He couldn't stay healthy for Matthew either.
Yeah, but he was catching touchdowns and got $72 million off it.
Not the season before. That's the whole point. He wasn't even hot last year.
Man.
That's how come I didn't understand. He wasn't hot last
Herbert
year.
On the bench
true.
I
got
what I'm
Herbert
saying.
On the
I'm
bench.
Like, yo, he wasn't even hot. Like, why would you go after somebody who is coming off an injury instead of going after somebody who's not injured at all? I just don't understand. Yes, I do. I lied just now, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize. I lied by accident. I exactly understand who we are and why we do shit like that. So forgive me, America.
After the completion of this drive by the Miami Dolphins, I will go over the scores over the rest of the league for you gentlemen. But I know that they're in the red zone right now, so we'll watch this play out.
The only thing that's going to hurt Tua Tagovailoa is Tua Tagovailoa right now.
Yeah, because he's not getting, doesn't look like they're getting any pressure. And like I said, we did jest about joking about, you know, yelling at him or touching him, but you do actually have to hit him. Now you hit him, and that's, you know, he'll go down. But
the boy jersey is as crisp as they made it for game day. The stitches in his jersey has not even seen anything except pulling of his right arm for the one that's not moving too far because it's in the middle of his chest. He has not seen anything except otherwise.
To my stomach.
He has not
Mike
been
Williams
fighting.
On the bench.
His
Galladay today. Why in the world?
His jersey is a whole virgin.
You know what, man? I quit the Giants, man. I can't ever play another Giant in my fantasy league ever again.
You bench Mike Williams for Galladay?
Yes, man, because I just they were playing. Listen, let me look. We will see if I was wrong, but you saw where it was going. Galladay was supposed to be getting a lot of, balls thrown his way, pause today. Period, man. They played in Cincinnati out there, and so Mike Williams was almost done, thank God, because they jumped so far ahead of him. Who thought they was going to do that to Cincinnati's defense? Not me, okay? Okay, not me. Maybe I overthrunk it. It was only projected like 13.8, but, I mean, come on, man. The thing is this, Herbert really hadn't done nothing the last couple of weeks anyway, and Mike Williams certainly hadn't done nothing for 3 weeks, so don't give me that crap. I missed. But don't act like it was this. It was no logic, like it was thoughtless.
I would never, OG. Even with Daniel Jones. Even with, I don't trust his offense.
You're going to make it worse. He was kicking his sand out of my eyes.
So listen, brother. OG, I had to decide to start him. It was either him or Devontae Parker.
Man, this dude should have had 24 points today if it was going that direction. I'm telling you that, man.
Till his hip broke.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, look, Mike Williams got 14 points right now, and they up, like, I don't even know what the score is. Like, but I don't think
so
he's going to.
Here's the bend, but don't break, right?
Okay, so now that the completion of that drive is over, I will go over the scores of the rest of the morning. Looking like Buccaneers 20-10 over the Falcons, 1:33 left in the second. Falcons have the football. Cardinals 21-7 over the Bears. Bears have the football, 1:51 left in the second. Chargers 24-6 over the Bengals, 4:26 left in the second. Chargers with the ball at the 50. Vikings. Vikings losing 6-14 to the 0-10-1 Detroit Lions. Lions have the ball second and six at the Minnesota 23 with 2 minutes left in the second, marching to go up 21-6. Dolphins 10-3 over the Giants with 26 seconds left in the second quarter. Eagles 21-18 over the Jets due to 1, 2, 3 missed extra point attempts. By the New York Jets, they are down 21-18 to the Eagles. And then the Colts in the red zone, first and goal at the 2, up 7-0 on the Texans, 46 seconds left in the second. Jonathan Taylor doing Jonathan Taylor things in that game. That's about it. Rounds out the morning games for you guys. Looks like we are 30 minutes about to be 30 minutes going or 30 minutes left of the live section into the recorded section. So we'll get deeply probably into the third quarter before we get out of here.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that. That was a good halftime update. Appreciate that. Listen, McKinney looks like he's the only person who cares on that defense. He's pissed. And I love seeing that. He is pissed. Look at him.
I'm going to tell you right now, my theory that I just explained to you just happened right before your eyes. You give an offensive rhythm like that, they're going to hit some plays, they're going to miss a couple, but most of all, it's going to be hit. And guess what? All they did was go back to the same play that they ran for Gesicki on the right side, they ran for the Holland kid on the left side. Hit the linebackers, crossing route in the end zone, pull the safety away. Guess what? Get in between the safety and the line in the end zone. And that's what he did. McKinney is not going to catch up to him coming from his position, spying on the quarterback, and coming all the way over to put a tight end out of his misery. That's a linebacker's job. Tay Crowder is fast enough to be right there. He's fast enough to be right there. On Holland, he didn't run past nobody. He's straight up and out in the end zone. But guess what? Patrick Graham, at that point in the game, likes to drop back his linebackers in coverage, which they are not the best in when it comes to left and right coverage in the end zone in a shortened field situation. Instead of dialing up the pressure on TT, right? You do that. So my theory was just right there perfectly fine. I don't have anything to say. I'm sorry it happened, but I know this team. And here we go. Look, they got trips formation. They're gonna show the play in slow motion. Look at the trips formation. Broken coverage. You heard the announcer? Broken coverage. And look at where Tay Crowder is at. Decoy play. And on that drive, TT was 11 or 12. You think you're stopping somebody giving a quarterback 11 of 12 on a drive? And it's
bro,
something definitely
wrong. Score is 10 to 3, man. It's 10 to 3, bro. Okay? It's just 10 to 3, man. That's all I'm going to say. It's just 10 to 3. You know, why should we be able to win a game when the team has only scored 10 points on us, man?
Because Galladay has lost a rib today. Galladay has lost a rib. A whole rib is gone. One rib is gone. There will not be any players on the field when you lose a rib.
You know, I'm saying, man, it's just a shame that, you know, we can't really assess this defense because we have absolutely shit for offense. That's all I'm going to say.
And listen, I'm with you. Like I said, Galladay has lost a rib today, ladies and gentlemen. He's literally got one rib knocked out of him. And he probably won't be returning on the team. He will definitely not be returning on my fantasy. Soon as this game is over and it says drop, he's going to get hit with that right there.
With the quickness. Oh, my God.
I don't want to see him anymore for the rest of my life. I took a risk, and it was either him or Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker was coming off of injured reserve. So, of course, you go with the guy who you think is going to be healthy and have the ball thrown to him early and often because he's all that they got, and that exactly is what was happening. But then he lost the rib.
Exactly.
And we all
which
know.
Is exactly how I ended up sitting Mike Williams. Good brother.
The ball
LRP.
Went to Galladay early and often.
That's why.
It started
exactly.
out that way.
Because it was going to happen.
Mike Glennon hit him for three first downs. Three first downs went to Kenny Galladay.
It was supposed to be the sleep of the week. I was supposed to crush these fools with that pick. And look what happened. Man,
losing ribs, you know. When you lose ribs, it's just crazy. First time I've ever seen a wide receiver lose a rib.
Since it's it's about halftime and we never get to do this, Shakedown League One scores as we move on from the first morning games. Here we go again. Is losing to the Blue Order. I'm not giving no names. I'm just giving team names. If you know who they are, you know who they are. If you don't, whatever. Here we go again is losing to the Blue Order to 78-27. The Fantasy Elite up 84-70 on JR Can't Draft Like Me. Giants for Life winning 53-24 on Big T.D. Committee. RPM Lease and Sales LLC is being every day is Friday by a total score of less than 1 point, 56.6 to 55.9. Jamaica My Shorts is winning right now, 47-18 over Easy Now is Chosen, and Fresh 226 is losing to Easy Does It 56-75. Again, we don't normally do this, so I just want to fuck around since halftime, have a good time, you know. That is Shakedown League One. I'm not in all the leagues, so we just gonna do a couple of them. But the reason I did that was because E made a comment earlier about him losing a lot of fantasy games, and OG Steve also made a comment of why he started Kenny Galladay. How is everyone's fantasy team going so far this morning?
And I appreciate that because that just tells you exactly what's going on, because I'm so on point with this analytical game of mine that I'm just tired of talking. You know what? Michael Strahan's suit is really nice, though, man. You know, I don't normally look at suits, you know, but his suit is really nice, man. Like, he got a nice suit ensemble with the tie that goes with that. It's like a powder bluish with, like, a tannish brownish brickish color. It's really nice, you know what I mean? Or as my TV's, I got the Vivid on, so it may look a little nicer because the Vivid, you know, that's one of the little picture modes that we go on in television. Besides that, I don't want to talk too loud. I know you guys can hear me. Miami probably has the greatest and best-looking trainers and staff in America. I just want females. Just want to say that. I don't know where they come from, but obviously it's somebody smart in their judgment, and they know how to choose the right people.
Well, I want to say is I got Allen playing on Monday, but I'm right now I got Herbert on the bench and he's balling out. I didn't think he was gonna do that against Cincinnati, so I'm really not really feeling pretty good about myself right about now.
But, Tom Brady, you know what, doing Tom Brady things. Real quick, Tom Brady doing Tom Brady things. It looks like it was 2nd and 10 from their own 4. Pick 6. Atlanta now down 20-16 with the ensuing extra point coming.
That's good news for me. The dude I'm playing the same Tom Brady today. So I need to thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 92 pass percentage on that last drive.
Yeah, that's what 11 for 12 will get you. I just loaded up Fantasy League 3. I got a feeling. Winning 77-55 over Knuckle Up. I am the chosen one. Losing 35-88 to Fresh 226. I Smoke Fools is losing 17-31 to Jamaica My Shots. Dub City is losing to AFC West Best 33-60. RPM Lease and Sales LLC 70-65 over Every Day is Friday. And NG G-Man 41-53 losing to the Rocks. That is Shakedown League 3. I hope I remind you to check all your fantasy leagues right now. And then, of course, man, who is losing in the first half to a team that has 0 wins and 1 tie? The Minnesota Vikings. I don't know how that works out, but they are losing 17-6 right now. It is 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Oh, the league is a fickle motherfucker, I tell you that.
I'm losing to Patrick Graham. I'm losing to Patrick Graham. Keep that real.
This dude really needs to get back on the field, man. I'm serious about that shit, bro.
Fuck, you start a whole day off without no letters next to your whole entire name, then want to get on the field and be a fucking Q when you get on the field. If I was him, I'd get shot in the ribs or whatever it is that they
use.
Some of that cortisone shit, Doc. And I get back on the field. I owe it to everybody. I owe it to everybody.
You sure do, man.
Leonard Williams ain't that nigga either. We're going to talk about that, too, this week.
Joe Burrow running off the field into the locker room, holding his right pinky. His throwing hand pinky. So we will see how that goes. He suffered in a finger injury. So we'll figure that out in the second half. They scored a touchdown there though, making it 24-13 on that drive that Los Angeles had. I think it's Austin Eckler fumbled the football and Bengals took it back down there, and they were able to, or Chargers took, yeah, Bengals took it down there and were able to get a touchdown out of it. They're now 24-13 with 2 minutes left in the half. We have three games currently in halftime right now. Eagles 24-18 over the Jets, Colts 14-0 over the Texans, and as you all know, Dolphins 10-3 over the Giants. Two more games just went to halftime. 21-7 Cardinals over the Bears, 20-17 Buccaneers over the Falcons, and again, like I just said, two games still playing in the first half. Chargers 24-13, 1:56 left in the second. And then, of course, Lions 17-6 with the ball, moving it down on the Vikings, 17-6 with 19 seconds left in the second quarter. That is the first half roundup so far as we go. What do you guys anticipate, and who gets the ball starting the second half? Is that going to be the Giants?
No, not at all.
Okay, so
we received the ball. So Miami is going to get it back. Tua's going to go 11 for 11 and kick a field goal.
So Tua just went 11 for 12, scored a touchdown, and ended the half. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And then now he's going to pick right back up and get the ball back and then try to
–
okay.
And get the ball back. In rhythm, he's probably going to go 11 for 11 and kick a field goal.
Okay, that's – I mean, he could get hit. So, you know, let's pause for a second on that. He is 21 for 25, 137 and a touchdown. So accurate as that may be, that is a very low average when you're 21 for 137 there. But we'll see how that continues in the second half. Saquon Barkley, leading rusher in the game, 5 carries, 17 yards. Jaylen Waddle, the leading receiver in the game, 6 receptions, 45 yards. Anything else you want to bring in before we get into the second half, gentlemen?
We down 10-3 only.
Yay.
Yeah, man, fucking Giants. But we'll continue to watch. 10-3.
Bengals, for what it's worth, seem to be making a run here late in the first half. They've sacked Justin Herbert, I think, two or three times now. They got the turnover on the last drive. They just got a sack on second down, making it third and 25 for the Chargers. This could be a big swing here. If they get the football back with a minute and a little bit, Herbert's or Joe Burrow's finger's not as bad, or Mixon can run the ball well. That's a game towards the end of the half that can get interesting. And then, of course, Lions in the red zone trying to grow that lead going into halftime. Around the league, though, it seems as if we're seeing much of what the regular season has brought to us. Some teams may be surprising us, others not. But what I'm getting a sense in this game from the three of you gentlemen is that not much a surprise from either the Dolphins or the Giants in this game, maybe except for the 11 for 12 that he keeps bringing up. But we're not getting too much of a different story from either teams. Am I right, gentlemen?
Look, and I know what OG said, that you know, the score is only 10-3. But that 11 for 12, bro, on one drive at the end of the half is terrible. That's terrible. That can't happen. Not at this stage. That can't happen.
Let me ask you this, bro. This is real. Don't just blurt something out just to blurt out, if you don't mind. Not that it takes a whole lot to think about either, but let me just ask you. Would you rather him live down there 3 for 8 and just throw a bomb and score a touchdown on a bomb, you know, and like a 65-yard bomb, or would you rather us, you know, make them work for everything and, you know, try to basically clear the turnover? You know, at the end of the day, it's still only 7 points, you know, is all I'm saying, whether they went for 3 for 9 or 19 for 20, you know, that's just my thing. So the more we have to throw the ball in the little dink and dunk, that's more opportunities for our defense, is the way I look at it. So maybe it's just a defensive person mind in me. I don't know, but I'm really not that offended. I'm more offended by a whole bunch of points getting scored on us, but at the end of the day, it was still only 7 points. And, you know, so I don't care about the percentage because it was 7 points. So I hear
I don't want it to be either.
I want it to be me. I want pressure on the quarterback.
That's what I was saying. I'm more concerned with our offense not being the one.
I was about to say, I'm more offended that the offense is not the one holding the ball and, you know, going 19 for 20 because that's what we're supposed to be doing. But, you know, whatever, man.
But when your wide receiver lose a rib, OG, you got to understand that's a big deal. He lost a whole rib.
You know what, man? I'm done with this kid, man. I'm sorry. I didn't want him in the first place.
I didn't want no part of it to begin with. The moment that we signed Kenny Golladay, you did not hear E be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you, though. At least, nah. Oh, shit.
Listen, I didn't want nothing coming out of Detroit. I don't even want a Cadillac coming out of Detroit. What the fuck I want him for? Shit. Pause. But that was fun anyway. Because you know I'm about to love a Cadillac. But I just didn't want him, man. I just didn't feel like. Yeah.
I thought you said a Cadillac.
I didn't want nothing out of Detroit. Not even a Cadillac. I know, man. You know.
So I don't want a Cadillac.
I'm just trying to bring joy to y'all life. Because, you know, me, I'm full of myself anyway. So you know me. Y'all might not be laughing, but I'm laughing on the inside. So fuck it.
I laughed because I thought she said padlock.
No, I'm self-entertaining, man. I mean, if y'all get it too, not, you know, it's okay. I don't mind making an ass fun of y'all. Y'all good brothers, you know. But no, you know,
I know
what I mean.
Right.
I never wanted to do that.
I know exactly what you mean. You won't need no friends.
You already know.
Have a good time regardless.
Y'all want to go? Yeah, I just want to make my little point that I ain't wanted to do, you know. So, and all that money we paid them. Whew, all that money.
He's messed up all the way around. There's no way I don't understand why he even still allowed to watch the games in the box, bro. Gettleman would be watching from his couch. You are no longer allowed on these premises no more.
And they need to make him pay for a plane ticket and everything, man.
Right. Mm. I mean, Golladay, the little house kitten, because he ain't even no meeting the C-line no more. Present family.
Now, hold on. Did you see that third down play, OG? Did you see
I'm a little bit behind you. 34 for
okay.
me right now, man. That's why.
Well, let me tell you
something. It don't matter if I explain it.
He put his life in jeopardy. That's all I'm going to say. He put his life in jeopardy. You're going to see. That's the best way to say something without
saying
it. Surprise,
he didn't lose a rib.
Okay.
That looks like
that's what I'm talking about.
Right. He put his life in jeopardy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. But what are we going to do now, though? That's the question. What are we going to do now?
We going to see.
Did Golladay get the cocaine? Back, don't even know they're getting the ball again. They told them here they come. That don't even matter because they're three and out.
Did he put the cocaine in his wrist?
How much time did they burn up? Not much. What, 53 seconds? 47 seconds, they burned
I need to know, is the cocaine in Golladay's
man, what are you doing, man? Catch that ball. How did he lose track of the ball like that?
He got back what he lost. He got back what he lost.
Yeah, but
that's
thing
all
is,
I can ask.
He shouldn't have lost that much.
I bet you don't know where Farrell Cooper came from. Where did Farrell Cooper come from?
His death was off.
You ain't even know who Farrell Cooper was.
I think he came from Bethlehem. I think he came from Bethlehem.
Right. Right. Either that or Johannesburg.
Hey,
man,
where's Golladay, man? Is he out on the field, bro?
We're going to see if he put the cocaine in his rib cage. We're going to see.
I am catching a molly whopping out here today, man.
Yo, our league is too important for me to be going down like this, Pete.
Well,
yo, it's I just cannot understand. I have had the worst luck injury wise in fantasy this season. Every single backup player has been getting hurt to the starter that's been hurt before them. I've just had injury prone. It is, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because when somebody got a worse record than you, they're going to get every waiver wire pick that they want when you need them. It don't matter. You, cause it looked cute when that shit say pending until Wednesday, homie. As soon as Wednesday come and you see the same players on your team.
This pool ain't coming back, man.
He's injured, though. I can't get rid of an injured.
No, man. I'm wanting to drop him right now.
They won't let you. I tried to drop Russell
Wilson. I know.
They would not let me. Okay, Galladay put the cocoon in
today. On this week is I ended up sitting Amari Cooper, thank goodness, because he only had 6.5 points. But dang, he had more than what them. He basically going to have the same thing as Galladay. Meanwhile, I got Williams on the bench. He's about to score 20 plus.
Yo, Kenny Galladay opened his mouth to Jenny Hale and told her.
No, he's on the field. He's on the field.
Find the end zone.
He's out there.
No,
he's out there.
He told the reporter this. He said, yeah, I'm going to help us find the end zone today. Okay.
He's on the field, though, man. He's on the field, thank God. I don't know if he's going to catch no balls, Pauls, but he's on the field.
Okay.
They gave him
a shot. You know what we do? From this moment on,
we
abandon the run at this point. We abandon the run.
He's out there. Thank you.
I just told you what he told the reporter. He literally opened his mouth and told the reporter, I'm going to help this team find the end zone. That's what he said to her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's talking crazy.
Well, that's what he's supposed to be doing, man. Look, take the damn shot. It ain't the COVID. You might thought it was a COVID. Don't take just having the ribs, man.
He got vaccinated at halftime.
He's probably trying to make sure, man. Somebody tap your head, man. Get the man out. I don't got no place to be.
Line can't do nothing today. They can't do nothing today, and it's crazy. Yo,
he need to hurry up and get this play call, though, man. He's taking a little bit too long on the play call, man. What is the problem, bro? Come on.
You don't have a line to block up, and you got to help him.
He damn sure don't, man.
Anger.
He definitely don't. Oh, my God, man. Listen, though. Seriously, Dave Gettleman, man, pack your office up right now. Where's the hog molly? What happened? Y'all ran my uncle out of town like the you go, you look at Eric Flowers down there mauling people. I watch it, man. Zeitler gone, y'all. Come on, man.
Coaching matters.
Yep, it sure does. Man, fuck God.
It's bad when the only player, there you go. When Evan Engram is the only player trying to get everybody revved up, that's telling you something. But
Sure is. Well, look, I don't care. I'm done with him. I don't care what he do the rest of the year. This dude can score 20 more touchdowns. He can score 20 touchdowns. I'm done with
him. Can I tell you something, OG?
One play in the
OG. Can I tell you something?
There you go, boy.
Listen, right. And you're going to love the next play. I'm not going to say nothing to you. You're going to love
just,
it.
Just
it's something you love.
It.
No, you want to see the next play. You're going to love the next
play. I hope it's down in the end zone because I need some points. Come on, Glennon. You 6'7", man.
You're
just the person to be throwing that ball to him. Oh, there you go, kid.
Okay,
now you got a groove.
And guess what?
There we go.
two of the same plays with two running backs.
Sorry,
and they ran
OG
the same
Steve.
Play. They ran it to the right and ran it to the left. It was the same exact running
what'd
play.
You say, what'd you say, Nacho? Did Nacho say something? What'd you say, Nacho?
I said sorry, OG Steve, for what about to happen.
Oh, no. Oh.
Could he have caught it? Could he have caught it? I couldn't see it live.
I don't know. I ain't there yet.
Tell you something, Nacho?
Yeah.
I don't care about if he could have caught it. I care about that being the most horrible wrong decision to throw the ball into that right there.
That's the most horrible.
It was nobody. First of all, you got to understand.
I hope it was on third.
Whoever number 25
is on both
was holding his jersey for 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He held his jersey for 7 yards. You're going to see. Seven yards is a long time to hold anything. Look how long he held.
We're just going to kick a field goal.
Field goal.
We need to go for it.
Yo, I don't understand why they're not calling that. These dudes are holding their jerseys literally.
Look at this shit here.
That's crazy, man. Look at what he's doing. They're doing the same thing, brother. Call that. Like, that's not something you don't call.
That is just a ridiculous series of plays. Not good.
You know what? We're going to take a little divergent on that comment you just made right now, Ian Chosen One. You know why? It's not national television. You know another why? It's not prime time. These refs ain't going to be on TV like that. So why make all these calls? I don't need to make a lot of calls. I ain't going to be on national television. I ain't going to be all crazy everywhere by making this holding call right now. So why do I need to make calls? I am 100% falling into the referees becoming absolute divas in their position. They make calls when they want to during the biggest games. Look at these games, and not just your game. Look at the other games that are not nationally televised or smaller games, which isn't a lot, obviously. There's only a couple that are. But all those games, there isn't a crazy amount of referee talk in those games. It's mostly the ones that are either the game of the week or Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, the big game in the morning, the one that's nationally televised at 1 p.m., 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Those games seem to be the ones where you could look on Twitter and look on Facebook, the refs are getting killed every time they throw a flag because they're making dumbass calls. And while games like yours where refs should be making the correct call, they're not even thinking about it because they're thinking about, I'm not going to get real airtime on this. And I think that has a lot. Like, it's not obviously not the end all be all. I don't think every ref's out there doing that, but I think it has a lot to do with it now. There's no way it's egregious with your game included. I've been watching this Chargers Bengals game, which is on TV. They are calling. I just watched the replay you were talking about. They've been calling that all game in this game, in the Bengals Chargers game. It's on national television. It's on CBS. Everybody's watching it, and the refs are throwing flags all over the place for almost shit that I've been watching in this Giants game that ain't getting flagged on either side of the football.
It's ridiculous. I mean, Nacho, to watch a man, right? And when I tell you that was excellent, analytics right there, excellent point of view, and I agree more than you can possibly if there's such thing wholeheartedly. I agree with you, brother. But you cannot possibly tell me you can take away the fact that this man's white jersey with an orange glove on a royal blue jersey is not seen holding a hand full of his number, stretching it out and away from him as he's running. It's actually like the most obvious thing. When you're holding a man's jersey when he's running away from you for that amount of time, you can't pass. The man turned into the ref. He's watching him hold his jersey from the side. Like, come on, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
As we wrap up this live portion for everyone, you can catch the recorded version later on in the day if you want, or you could, if you know, it's over, whatever. We in the recorded session. Man, we in here now, the four of us. If any of you would like to three-way phone call,
someone. I know Shakes might want to get in here sooner or maybe later. I'm not 100% sure on that. Or if Black Freeze or anybody wants to get in, you're more than welcome to do that. This is going to be free talking here until we run out. We got 58 minutes now. Like I said, we'll probably go deep into the third, possibly into the fourth here, depending on how fast this quarter goes. So the floor is yours, gentlemen. Again, three and out for the Dolphins. March down the field, settle for a field goal of the Giants. Now the Dolphins got the football back. What are we expecting here, gentlemen? Dolphins got the football back. I think I missed that.
I expect to keep my sanity, which is pretty much no. We're going to speak more the same. Slow death. Slow train.
I think two are going to slip up on this drive. I think he's going to throw us one. I think he's going to slip up.
Mm-hmm. I think with the three and out, watching your team go down and score, Tua is still young. He wants to prove himself. I think this is where Tua might take a chance, and I think you're right on that. Not necessarily maybe an interception right off the tops in this drive, but I think he does try to take a chance, and maybe you get a big third down stop, which is coming up right now, third and five right now. But we'll see. Man, Tua, like I said, man, you just got to hit him, bro. If y'all could just hit him. Not only does that up the chance of him getting injured, which is obviously you don't wish injury, but you just know it's going to happen, but also ups the chance of him having to move around and be more of a on-the-run quarterback, which he is not great at. I mean, he can be good at it, but it's the NFL still. He's not there yet. So,
well,
I mean, he's not excellent in the pocket, but he's 20. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, I know we've jokingly been, kind of clowning this man's durability. And rightfully so, because not enough time has passed for us to say the worst is past him. But I will say, keeping the things all in perspective, I would believe that maybe the worst has, passed. He has played well for them in the past couple of weeks and since his return. So I'm not wishing on that. I just want this defense has to do better. But that was a good play, fourth down. But the offense, if they come out and do what they just did in that last series, man, I'm so disgusted.
Tell you what, A-Rob is dead ass. I'm just going to say that. A-Rob is dead serious. He wants that
spot. I'm glad we finally got a little player with the Braves, the Predator, that look like how I play. You know what I mean? Right. He was misusing his accessories as well. If you're going to have a Braves like that with the Predator, you got to play with everybody.
Let's go, offense.
Yeah. I mean, you look at him. Jair Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Sherman. You got the long Braves, man. That's like your Super Saiyan shit. You're supposed to be from the island of defense. Motherfuckers get assessed. I'm telling you, it's all related. Y'all look at me crazy if you want to, but the accessories is important. Just like the stripes on the arms. Jamal Adams, Ed Reed.
Well, the thing is people, there's power in the locks anyway, because first of all, you got to understand they feed through the sun, just like everything else. So, there's science behind that I won't even really get into now. So, number one, I can't really break it down, but just clearly.
Yeah, like Samson. The strength is in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? If you got a more direct,
time through the sun, yeah, then absolutely. It's all about being aligned in the stars, man. Everything happens through the stars, brother. Everything great comes from the stars. Everything.
Well, it must be a lot of pieces.
That's why they call stars, because everything is done. Pyramids, everything was done. All the smart people did everything through the sun and the stars, man. The Washington Monument is supposed to be located at the most center of the earth and the most important star there is. But if you really know your astrology, power plays into mankind.
Sitting on that motherfucker. I know that. But still, got that dingy. It's that one dingy ass tile that look like
somebody, you know what I mean, look like that tooth from that old person that got that one dingy ass tooth. There's a tile on the Washington Monument that's dingy as hell. It's not like the other. It is not like the other. That motherfucker brown as fuck. All the rest are white.
LRP, that's where the doogie is dashed at.
Exactly. That tile is there
that's
for
where
a purpose.
They stash the doogie. That's where the doogie is at.
Yeah.
You too young to be Mr.
Folks know. They know what I'm talking about.
Come on, they long neck Glennon. Goose Glennon. Let's do something.
Yo, would you play at this stage? Wouldn't you play? I would play Fromm, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Kenny Galladay.
Not yet, man. I mean, come on. Not yet. I mean,
nah,
not,
he's playing defense.
Not yet. Because let me tell you something. His appearance might really mean more than just filling in. You know, it might really be a stage for what might be next, to be honest with you.
Yo,
so
that was the latest. Hold on. I'm so sorry to cut y'all off. That was the latest throw I've ever seen in Jesus' name. Did y'all see how late, yo, Kenny Galladay was standing there? Like,
he literally waited till he stopped. He waited till he stopped.
Yo. It is what it is.
I mean, this dude is just either lobbing something or he's late.
And look at that. You do a direct snap after, Yo.
I finally realized something, gentlemen. Yeah, I might want to follow me on this or just keep it, you know, to yourselves. If you do follow.
Oh, my God. What's
first
up?
Play, listen, first play doesn't work. Rest of the plays don't work. The first play has to work. Or the look at motherfucking Darius Slayton. I'm done. He can go with Galladay and sit next to him on the seat of fired fuckers. You understand? He can go. He can go, bro. He can go. He can go.
Yeah, him and Perk.
Yeah, he can go. Kenny Galladay, Darius Slayton, he can go. But Mike Glennon on that first play, that was all his bad backup abilities. That's what happened on that shit. It's called backup, bad backup ability.
Yo, why does the top of his head look like the inner thigh of an old white lady, bro?
Man, what in the fuck?
And the play calling was not the worst on that drive. It just did not even materialize because the first play didn't work. So now I know what it is with us. I got it.
Like I said, players play. Players play.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what?
What the fuck is Mike Glennon doing right there?
I don't understand
that.
To see
a little bit more sense of urgency.
How you get a third?
Find your offensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? And here you are with 6 points in the second half. Like, come on, man. This is like, come on, man.
Listen, OG, remember what I spoke about this week? This is a game where you can make us pay attention, right? He don't have our attention at all. He ain't got my attention.
All I'm saying is, but the thing is this.
Right.
But I hear you, man. And it's mistakes the defense made, but I don't think it's the time to be talking about the defense. No, I'm sorry, man. Look at the score, man.
I haven't mentioned the defense since.
No, I know, I know. I'm just saying, man. I'm just so mad.
I just
want to
talk about Mike Glennon.
Like, this is ridiculous, man. Like, I don't see.
Can we talk about Mike Glennon? Can we talk about Mike Glennon?
No.
Because that right there was crazy.
No. Hold on for a second, man. Right after that play where he stared down Galladay, on the second down, they do a direct snap to Barkley off a supposed option, a play that they do not run.
Never.
So, and the handoff, Barkley read the keys wrong because he doesn't do that often, and because the key was to give it to Ingram because he had the clear outside run. The inside run wasn't there. But because you do a play on a second down after a terrible call by your quarterback, instead of running the ball regularly, you had success with last with the 1-2 punch. You decide to do, man. And you run to the same side that you did with Booker. It was consistent with the same damn run scheme and run zone blocking.
which they were already hip to.
Come on, which man. They don't got none
Child's
of.
Play, bro.
Child's which play. They don't have any of.
You know what I mean? The Galladay catch or non-catch after the fact is completely irrelevant compared to the first two.
My thing is this, LRP.
No.
Let Daniel Jones have that shit to come. Yo, I mean, Mike Glennon, I understand you're a backup, but that is QB 101. Like, he's right there, bro. 16 yards away from you, coming out of a break, standing and waiting, and you still on the rollout. You still on the rollout? He is there like, hey, okay, quarterback going to roll out. He going to look at me, throw it to me. How much time do you think it takes for a linebacker with a high IQ and above average skills to process that?
So slow, man.
And that was the slowest rollout I ever seen. Yo, I'm still stuck off Mike Glennon rolling out. And we saw Kenny Galladay hold 19. It wasn't turned. It wasn't to the side. It was straight at us. And then through the slow pass, Mike Glennon. All right. We got a chance to make something happen. Even though, right, you see, even the announcer said, you know, it's only the second penalty in this game. Refs want to get paid and go home, man, as Nacho alluded to. You know what's keeping me happy, though, LRP, really quick? That whoever the offensive coordinator is for Miami is just as stupid as we are. He's just as stupid as we are. So you got Goofy against Daffy.
Pretty much.
So we all right? We all right right now. Let me get a little bit more excited for the dumb shit.
29,400. That's very indicative of your defense and how.
Okay, Ojulari.
You ain't got nothing for it.
Did this announcer just fuck that all the way up? He said Lorenzo Carter, the rookie from the University of Miami. You dumb fuck. Read your notes.
For real, he wrong on the school and time and rank.
What the fuck? He said Lorenzo Carter, the rookie from the University of Miami.
Motherfucker ain't no rookie.
You know he's talking about Jalen Phillips, right?
And was he even on the wrong side of the ball too? Jesus.
Ain't even on the
field. He ain't even on the field.
Yo, this game is just doo-doo.
He got the wrong side of the ball.
You got the wrong side of the rock.
Got the wrong player. Damn. All the way back. He must have took a break on halftime, too. Put to go get us some of that. He's an A in the scoop. And he got a cross. He got a cross shaped up on the back of his head. He's a Jew. That's why.
Did you guys see the punt play? Did you guys see the punt play yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the two penalties offsetting and everything?
Yeah, was that worth it?
Yeah, it was, because one of the dudes went to the sideline and gave a high five, like that's what you're supposed to do. So I get it.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a Giant. The Giant dude came off the field and was like, yeah, that's how you do it. Stupid shit.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, I'm out on the Coach Belichick coaching tree, bro.
Now I'm mad. Mike Glennon had time to make a sandwich and threw it to nobody, and it was two wide open people there. See, this is the shit that I'm talking about right here. Now I could talk about it. He had two wide open receivers. When he sails the ball over their head, look at the camera, it's two dudes just right there. And it ain't because the coverage was given up, because he didn't have no pressure on him. He didn't have no pressure on him.
Put from there.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Put from there. They're not dead in the water.
Yo.
Licking his fingers like you're about to do something.
Look, first of all, his neck looked like pan-seared bologna. I need something to go have. Never mind. E, stop, because you're judging.
Yeah, he got it. He got a varicose vein. I don't know how you get one of those in your head, but you got a varicose vein in your head.
I'm not watching the live thing right now. I'm watching the thing. Can y'all tell me the last time? Y'all tell me the last time y'all ran the football?
Last quarter. You ain't asked me to attempt.
This is the last.
You didn't ask for an attempt. You said the last time we ran.
Oh yeah.
Yo, Ingram.
We attempted.
Yo, he's so mad at Evan Ingram right now, and so am I, because all you got to do is catch the ball over your shoulder. Look, come on, Evan, come on, man.
Too much theatrics.
Right. And I know what Mike Glennon is feeling right now. He's like, come on, brother, what are you doing?
He couldn't find the ball. He turned around twice, and he located it wrong. He turned around, took the wrong angle, and then turned around again. But he should have just stayed the course.
He just should have just stayed the course in the run. You don't got to do nothing. The ball is going to come right to you in your hands, and you got a straight up and down touchdown. That is not Mike Glennon's fault right there. All he had to do was keep running. Yeah, look. Oh! Look at Joe Judge yelling at your son, Cam Brown, like that.
Why are you yelling at him like that?
Because Cam Brown did some shit. He walked him down, too. He walked him down. And here we go. Here we go. And that, yo. Here we go. 11-11.
You about to go perfect.
Yeah, 11-11, bro. Here we go with the shit I be talking about right here. It's this shit that bothers my heart. Cool to me, Miles. If Miles run 22 times for 62 yards, I'm okay, because that's going to be 22 on my motherfucking fantasy. I'm okay with your attempts, boy. But I'm just, I can't, bro. This shit has to stop, man. Come on. Simple shit. Glennon finally gets something simple popping, and be goody. Evan runs regular, catches that pass. We talking about, okay, touchdown. I see you, little something, right? And if he would have completed that, fellas, Patrick Graham's defense would have gave it to him. If he would have completed that.
Yeah, Waddle probably would have took that to the house. But nobody back there.
Nobody was back there.
Third and eight. Let's see
what you got. The combination of Love William, who are the Williams? Same with Darius.
That was a good breakup.
Most definitely.
Isn't it Rodarius Williams?
Isn't it? I mean,
and Aaron Robinson,
I thought he was 25.
Aaron Robinson and Rodarius Williams.
Yeah, and I thought his number was 25. Yeah, Love and Bradbury.
Yeah, good play on the ball by Love.
I'm so happy Ben Roethlisberger is retiring. It's time. I mean, I'm happy you see it, bro. If you going out on your own terms, that's cool. Ain't nobody going to cry. You're going to be okay. Hall of Fame, first ballot, as they, you're going to get that nod because they look at you as somebody who transcended the game for big quarterbacks, and that's how they look at you. You ain't getting no more airtime for the download portion or whatever. Nobody getting my time picking up 18-year-old little girls at the Super Bowls. I didn't know that you did. I'm so happy Saquon Barkley's getting hit a lot this game, though. Yo, my God, Mike Lennon. My God. I didn't know. Yo, Glennon is looking terrible, man. He's looking terrible.
He's terrible. He's a terrible quarterback. It's Mike Glennon.
But how much did he practice this week? He is wide open.
Not at all. Looking like Voldemort.
Oh,
man,
my
God. Bro.
Oh,
can I please get a fucking frog?
Yo, right, bro. Like, he should just play the whole fourth quarter.
Fuck this Voldemort looking motherfucker, man. I don't, nobody fucking tripping him on little goddamn mic.
Can I say something? I just want to know what type of aerial display that was by Barkley. It scared me, but, not, you know, he's okay. Check this out. This is kind of
what
weird.
What the hell?
I don't know. But, it,
yeah,
but nothing happened.
Jumping in the Chuck E. Cheese balls. What is,
but nothing happened.
Was that a pure
nothing,
way?
Nothing happened.
Now, what's that dance you call when you jump in the air? Look
right,
at
I don't know. Just let him go. Let him drink some water. We'll talk about it later. I don't know. I don't know what kind of kung fu shit that was right there.
Hey, I ain't bad at that. He got his first
Mike
dad.
Glennon. Yo, bro, Mike Glennon is terrible. Mike Glennon is terrible. Y'all can talk that Daniel Jones shit all y'all want, but I'm looking at a backup and not a – oh, man. Wow, Mike Glennon. Right, did you hear the announcement? What are you doing right here? The announcement said, what are you doing right here?
He had grass
ready,
on his
gentlemen.
Neck. He had grass on his neck, bro.
Yo, you
getting your ass for.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with Mike Glennon?
On the first down play? On the first down play, that should have been a run
wrong?
When he passed it? Is that what you're talking about?
Yo, but what's wrong with him, though? What's wrong with him?
He's a backup, bro. He been bad since bad, being bad. I mean, like, he should be holding the clipboard. I don't even know how come Fromm didn't get the start, and Glennon should have been holding the clipboard for him, talking him back. Look, Glennon is the dude that he's got it in the brains, but he don't got it in the athlete. The man is... Let's be realistic here. He can do it if you tell him to write it on paper. If you tell him to watch a video game, he can make the right play call in a video game. But he just can't do it athletically on the field. And I think that's why you should have put Jake Fromm out there and had Mike Glennon helping him in the backfield as a backup. That's his job. He is not an NFL player anymore. Holds a clipboard. He helps people. He can't even come in realistically to help you win games. He should literally only be there to help the younger guys or help someone develop between the ears because he's just not meant athletically there. But since I got this stopping point and y'all took another sack and it's 3rd and 30, we will
go
through.
My son is eating too. So hold on. Let's analyze that play for a second. He had close to 5 seconds back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why can't DJ get that time? Why can't Daniel Jones get that time? 5 seconds? Like, that's 5 seconds almost, gentlemen. Look at Evan Engram jumping in the air for the ball. Put Jake Fromm in this shit right now after this series.
Yeah, we're going to have a long discussion.
There must be a question right now about Mike Glennon's ability.
Of course, it's always been. That's why he's a backup.
Yeah. So it's time. That's crazy.
As we move around, and I think it's what, four.
Hold on, real quick, because the game is on right now, but.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys gunning the football away now.
Something just happened. It was 3rd and 30, and they went for it. I don't think it was a flag, but they went for it. That was a whole play. It's 3rd and 33. Oh no! Hold on, wait. My bad.
There was a penalty that was called.
I thought it was 4th down. My bad. No.
So it was 3rd and 30. Kyle Cunningham reported in as eligible. A penalty on New York Giants delay a game 3 yards and 4. So that would be a half the distance to the goal at this point where you're at, making it now 3rd and 33. And here we go.
Okay, well, this is what I wanted to say while y'all was talking.
On my TV, quick, they had 4th down up. I thought they were going for it on 4th down.
Oh, no,
that's why.
LRP, let me help you, my brother. Let me help you. The announcer said the same time as I'm thinking, something has to be wrong with Mike Glennon at this point. He took a delay of game when the play has been thrown in there already. They have already been lined up. They did not leave the huddle late. He got to the line of scrimmage with 10 seconds left. Not 5, not 6. 10 seconds left, and he still delay of game, didn't call the play. Now, I'm going to go to the first play, 2 plays previous. Mike Glennon is not he doesn't have what is called the ability to process at all, as me and Nacho are talking about. He took 2 sacks and have been in the pocket with time. He's been in the pocket over 10 seconds combined on 2 plays and took a delay of game on 3rd down.
Mm-hmm.
He cost us 21 yards in sack yards and then took a delay of game. Mike Glennon is drunk. Take him out of this game and put Jake Fromm. He's drunk.
Okay, as we look around the rest of this league in the third quarters here, writing it down, 27 Buccaneers over the Falcons, 17, 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Cardinals 24-14 starting of the fourth quarter. Cardinals over the Bears 24-14. Bengals crawling, fighting their way back into this one. Just missed a 2-point conversion. 24-22 Chargers over the Bengals with 7:10 left in the third quarter. Lions doing everything they can to lose this one. 20-15 over the Vikings. 5:35 left in the third quarter. As we know, Giants about to punt the ball away. 4th and 20 at the beginning of the fourth quarter there. 6:10 Dolphins over the Giants. 27-18 Eagles over the Jets, 1:18 left in the third, as well as Colts 21-0 over the Texans, 12:47 left in the fourth, looking like that Texans-Colts game going to be the first one done the way that one's going to be run out real quick. That is the recap of the morning games as we see it. Now back to your regularly scheduled Giants talk as we see this punt about to take off, I believe now. I don't know if they're back from commercial break yet. They are. There it goes, 39. 1st and 10 at Miami 39 for the Miami Dolphins. What do you expect from this defense, boys? Gentlemen.
Not a damn thing. This team is trash.
Yeah, I think you're right. And OG Steve's point, he brought it up earlier. It's only 10 points. But it's like at some point, you know, The offense, it's got to be, I mean, again, E hasn't spent a lot of time this season talking about the defense. It's just been recently over the past couple of weeks. So I believe him. I just think it's really just when you've at nauseated the offense for 13 straight weeks, including the bye, I think it is kind of let's just start talking about something else. And I think that's where most of Giants fans are at now. And again, you talk about the defense because of, you've only given up 10 points and, Tua doesn't look horrible and you can't really get to him. You got to him the last couple of times. Herbert getting smacked, sorry. But, man, it's just – look, the offense is atrocious. Whether it's Mike Glennon, whether it's Daniel Jones, you got to find something new. And then we've talked about it, again, ad nauseum, week in and week out, Giants fans. You can point to 8 to 9 positions on the offensive line that could be changed for the better. It's just
–
and then you
look at
the coaches.
That right there. You know what I mean? I think that was, what, in that 18-year game, Jalen
mm-hmm.
Waddle, Danny
yep.
Shelton's in the game.
His analytics coming to fruition. That's it. You're right.
There's positive plays coming out, regardless of the 10 points. There's positive plays coming out, and Giants defense is allowing them to do it because that's their damn style.
Wait till this next play, but I want you to tell me what the offense is going to do with the football. And now that Jalen Waddle is injured on that fumble play.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle is injured, and I'm going to tell you why. He got punched in his ribs by Logan Ryan. Cheap shot.
He was trying to hit the football, which he did, correct?
Yep, he was trying to hit the football and punched him dead in his ribs.
So can we switch it up for a second? I want to talk about that. And this is what I want to talk about. This isn't the first time. Peanut Tillman never punched anyone in their chest. Never punched anyone in their ribs. Never. Not one time. You can look, and I've done the research on this. You can look at all of Peanut Tillman's punch outs. He punched from the bottom or from the top. It didn't matter where he punched at the football. These guys are straight punching at someone's chest. And again, they may hit the pads, but we all know the pads end, and it's just skin right there. It's just skin and it's ribs. And you are literally full throttle punching someone in their ribs. And I think for now, the odds are people are going 50-50, I hit the ball out, 50-50, I break his ribs. And that is a shitty way to play this game. And I know it's a rough game and it's a tough game and all this or whatever, but there is a proper way to punch a football out. And Peanut Tillman did it for damn near 15 years and never injured anyone in their ribs. We've got 3 or 4 years of these guys punching footballs out, breaking ribs now lately, hurting people's sternums because it's a grown man, 240, 250, 260 pounds, punching you in your ribs when you're trying to catch a football. You're not playing a combat sport. You're trying to catch a football and hit someone with your shoulder. It's not punching and kicking. It's just ridiculous. Sorry, I went on a big old tangent and got real loud.
It's
ridiculous.
It's something that needs to be talked about. This boy is leaving the game because of his injury. And
He's left the game.
Jalen Waddle has left.
Back off the
Logan Ryan.
He caught
the ball and tried to get up and run. Nobody touched him. So, and Logan Ryan's, as he was getting up to run, because that's what he was going to do, because nobody touched him.
Yes.
That was him finishing the play.
Yeah.
So he should have just stayed
look,
his ass
I'm
on
not,
the ground.
I'm not against punching the football out. That's an aspect of the game that I understand can be done. My point is being that we saw one of the greatest men to ever do that, and he played as a rival on the Bears, and I watched him 2 times a year. He constantly punched footballs out and not injure men and not punch them in the chest and not punch them in the whatever. There is a proper way to do it, and I feel now it's just like, I'm just going to swing at their chest, and because I'm punching at the football, I'm not really punching at them. And if I just swing at their chest and I get below that chest protector right in their sternum or over to the right or to the left, right on those ribs, I'm going to break one and he's going to be out. Or I'm going to get the football. Like, I get that. I understand we're trying to get the football. It's a tough sport. But that doesn't feel like that's a sport move. That doesn't feel like a football move to me. That feels like I'm just going to punch someone as hard as I can. If I get the football, good for me. It's a highlight move. If I don't, hopefully I hurt him. And I feel like that's the thought process now, where I watched a guy do it for almost 15 years and just hit footballs and punch footballs out and get turnovers for his defense and play the game properly, so to speak. I don't know. Maybe I'm newer age and I don't know,
it is what it is, my brother. You know, we can move on. It is nothing wrong with what's going on. These techniques are something that was taught from old school football, and they're still taught now. And I bet you if we pay attention to a lot of plays, we'd see it a lot more than we think.
True.
We just don't pay attention to it. You know what I mean? Until somebody's walking off the field slow or he's injured or
well,
on an injury report with a
that's
rib.
What I was going to say.
You know?
You know, that's what I was going to say, man. The difference between now and Tim Tillman is players used to hurt teams. They were hurt back then. They just didn't let you know they were hurt. These dudes are just kind of – they don't have no warrior command about it. They'll go there. You know, anything, they'll go down. I'm sorry. They just like –
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
They say they soft. But they, you know, they talk about
injuries
and all kinds of stuff. So the difference is you act like you ain't hurt and you just suck it up and get through it back in the day. They don't even try to do that no more, man. These dudes are soft.
Again, I don't want to go on a tangent on why that is, but, I mean, could it be, and I know Black Friday is not here to help me support this, but could it be the diets, again, and them trying to, you know, further themselves in their athletic career, but not really the other stuff, the protein and the bullshit, maybe that the old guys really, you know, steak and potatoes type dinner type shit, but they were smoking cigarettes and not really taking care of their body. You know, and again, not the 90s and the 2000s, but, you know, back farther away. But, I mean, look, Ben Roethlisberger is the, like I said earlier this week, he's the end of the mold of that style player. The guy who will tough it out, doesn't take care of his body, does just be the tough guy and lives off of athletic ability sometimes and just, you know, brushing off a sack here or there. Like, those players are long gone. And then we got the players now that are, again, soft isn't the correct word. And I don't want to question anybody's toughness because there's no way in hell my flabby ass can go out there and do anything that these grown-ass men are doing right now. But I'm saying, like, you're right, OG. They are not the quote-unquote as tough as they used to be. A guy goes out there, sprains his ankle, and we see him come back for two or three plays, and then he goes out for the rest of the game, and he's so tough. Where guys were playing on, you know, damn near half-torn ACLs back in the day. They were playing on this and that was broken. We see the hands and the arms of old players and how they all go which way direction, because it didn't matter I broke my throwing finger. It didn't matter I broke the you know, my dominant hand and I'm a pass rusher, or my dominant hand and it doesn't matter. I'm putting a nub on it, I'm putting some on it, and I'm still playing. These days, you don't see nobody out there with no cast on their hand playing. They let that motherfucker heal all the way up, and then they start playing.
Well, in recent time, Miami just scored another touchdown. McKinney and Bradbury both lost their assignment right in the corner, front part of the end zone. Wide receiver wide open. Too easy.
What happened to eight plays before that?
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, because I'm going to show you what Patrick Graham defense does, and it just is nothing we can do about it because we ain't going to score. There's nothing we can do
about
it. That's his shit.
Yeah, so you want the Giants or the Dolphins?
The Dolphins, because we ain't got shit.
Dolphins,
you might as well just say ain't shit, then go to the Dolphins.
Ain't shit. Now we got the Dolphins. So it's looking like shotgun, Ahmad Wright for 3 yards, Tua Tagovailoa pass up the middle, fumbled and recovered at the he fumbles and then he recovers at the 33. Tua Tagovailoa, short pass to Devontae Parker to the New York Giants 23 for 10 yards. Tua Tagovailoa pass short to the left to A. Wilson, pushed out of bounds at the New York Giants 9 for 14 yards. Tua Tagovailoa pass short left to Gaskin for 6 yards down to the 3. down to the 6 for 3 yards. Direct snap to Gaskin. Gaskin right for 4 yards. And then on third and goal, Tua Tagovailoa pass left to I Ford for 2 yards and a touchdown. Jay Sanders' extra point is good. 17-6, 10:59 in the fourth. Giants now have the football. Glennon pass incomplete. Glennon pass incomplete.
Glennon, yo, he's wildin', bro. He is wildin'. Mike Glennon is buggin'.
Mm.
He has all the time in the world back there.
You know, it's fourth quarter. You haven't moved the ball at all. You haven't done anything. It does not hurt you to play somebody else, man. Glennon is not going to win you this game. He hasn't even put you in great position to win. And ain't that the phrase that they always say? Play the person that's going to give you the best chance. He hasn't given you any chance. So you might as well put in somebody who could possibly, or at least see.
No.
What else do you need to see in the 10 minutes of Glennon being in this game? What does that do?
Yo,
other than maybe a receiver getting hurt because he's erratic
crazy,
with the football?
Bro. The way he's playing is crazy. It's like he lost something. It's like something happened to him.
No, man. These dudes get to pay millions to make these decisions, and they're not. And they're just getting paid just to be getting paid. That's Nah.
No, nah, yeah, Glennon is a nepotism. Look, he should be a coach, bro. Let's stop with the bullshit. He should be a coach. He should be a quarterback's coach. I did a little research. He is smart. People that are talking about him, he knows the X's and O's on paper. But that's
and
the
thing
with
what?
A lot of these quarterbacks.
You made me think of why I said what I said. What my positive mind from Glennon comes from that. Everybody talks about how smart he is when it comes to the classroom and the X's and O's and the breaking down of film. That's things that 60% of the quarterbacks in the league can't do. That's what makes them backups. But the 40% that's so great at that, that's what makes them the elite, the franchise, the above average, the game winners, because of that ability. Eli Manning and Peyton Manning just has that ability naturally. And Mike Glennon has it. But then, as you said, Nacho, the mind is doing one thing, but the body says another. The mind says, yeah, right there, he's open, wide open. The body goes, let's get this pass out now. And it doesn't work.
And look, you guys shoot yourselves in the foot with the unsportsmanlike conduct, and now moving Miami up further down. Now they're at the 38, first and 10 after the punt. Those type of things cannot be misconstrued as like, because it's like, look, if that was the only thing that went bad, you could say, like, look, that's a shitty thing. But it's compiled on top of the offense, compiled on top of the defense, compiled on everything else. So then you look at that, and now it's, you could continue to, you know, to go on and on about the Giants and how bad they are. But look, it everything looks worse when everything around it is going bad as well, is what I would say. Sorry, let's go through a quick new sports break real quick. As the Dolphins get set to move here, Buccaneers still up 27-17 with 10:14 left in the fourth quarter. Cardinals still up 24-14 with the ball first and goal with 10:53 left in the fourth. Bengals get the ball back second and 7 starting of the fourth quarter. Bengals 22, Chargers 24. Vikings with the football trailing the Lions 23-15, 13:26 left in the fourth quarter. We all know what's going on here. Dolphins with the football first and 10. First and 10 minutes, 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Eagles on top of the Jets, 30-18, 13:35 left in the fourth. Jets with the football, and then Colts 24-0 over the Texans, 7:19 in the fourth. That is the morning wrap-up as we have about 13 minutes left of this recorded session going on. Again, I'd like to thank everyone that showed up today and everyone that listened. Of course, the gentlemen that are here with me, OG Steve, Ada Chosen One, and LRP. We are just going to ride this out until it kicks us off. We will keep going as it keeps going, gentlemen. But here we go. I believe they have started moving the football, if I'm not correct. Are they back from commercial break yet?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I was just zoned out, bro. I don't even know where I was at. I was the mind of Minota. I don't know where I was at just now. Like, I was looking at pictures on the wall. I was saying to myself, my babies are growing up, you know, so fast. Look at them, you know. And then you asked that question. I don't know where I was at just now, bro. But thank you for bringing me back. Ain't shit going on again. It's just us. And Jalen Waddle is running around, making it seem like he's ready to go back in the game and catch more targets. That's what's going on.
That's what I was saying. I ain't thinking anything was wrong with him. I think he just probably cramped up. Because I think he got the wind knocked out of him. Because when Logan Ryan, he did knock the ball out. But he jumped back on it, and his knee kind of went into his sternum. So I think it's probably the wind got knocked out of him.
So Rob Gronkowski is
going to
catch the ground from Tom Brady today. Mike Evans is not.
He fell on the football. When Logan talked to him, he fell on the football. That's basically what happened. Because he almost dropped it, and then he fell on it.
Yeah, that could have been it, too. So,
I stepped back in here and I caught the end of that. Were you saying Waddle got hurt with the football and not a punch? And then I look like an idiot?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I ain't saying it wasn't a punch.
I didn't say that.
It looked like he fell on the football, and that's really kind of what he got his head.
Yeah, I added a little bit at the end there because I like to self-deprecate sometimes. But
yeah, you made
a good point
with the punching of the ball because T.J. Watt was about to murder someone about a couple of weeks ago.
He punched that dude like eight times. I get the footballs there too, and it could have caused it. I was going off of maybe over the past few years of a little bit of the research I did on actually punching out the football, and that might have been a wrong time to go off, especially if it was the football that caused the broken rib for him. But hey, man, it's a tough sport. moving the football for you guys. I'm back on the headset again. We only got like 10 minutes. So what's going on?
That's what it is.
Score still 17-6. Defense held Dolphins on that drive, and they went forth from their own 47. But and it was missed. So Giants need to score on this drive. No fucking around. Like,
five
need to go out there and execute and score. This game is not out of reach.
All right, let's see what we got going on. We're going to play some up-tempo, obviously. Let's see what's happening. Keep the ball away from Mike Glennon less than 2 seconds. Don't let him even get no time in the pocket. He don't need no time in the pocket. The cocaine is real. He high. Let's go. Don't let him get no time in the pocket.
Just a quick update on a couple games across the league here as we get moving. Los Angeles looks like they got a fumble 6 off of a Joe Mixon fumble, and they are up 31-22. Yes, it is a fumble 6 off of Joe Mixon fumble as the Bengals were marching down the field down 22-24. Now the Bengals get the ball back with 13:43 in the fourth quarter, down 31-22, and the Vikings did run down and score Alexander Mattison 2-point rush, no good, trying to tie the game. Damn, there they are down 23-21 to the Lions, 11:57 left in the fourth. Giants with the football, first and 10. Mike Glennon passing complete short right to Darius Slayton. We are now second and 10, gentlemen. The floor is yours. Again, only a few minutes left.
Yo, what is going on, LRP? I need to talk to LRP. What is going on with Mike Glennon? I need to hear something from you right now. Because OG ain't going to say nothing about it. I know that already. He didn't say nothing about Mike Glennon.
I need to know what's
going on with Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon is what's going on with Mike Glennon.
Come on, man.
What's going on with him?
You got to realize this. You're 40 seconds ahead of me, number one. So Mike Glennon hadn't done nothing yet. It was just the first down run. Saquon, I mean, you saying that? So give me a break, brother. Here, man. Come on, man.
I got you, bro.
You know, that's why I'm trying. Yeah, I'm halfway chewing y'all out because I'm behind over here. So,
all right.
You got to work with, bro.
This shit. But I just need to know. That's all. Somebody talk to me. That's all. I'm just asking for a friend. That's all.
I tell you, it's Mike Glennon. What the
fuck wrong with him?
This is a who's on third and never mind on first type situation.
I haven't seen this type of abysmal shit in a minute.
Yeah.
Backup quarterbacks are doing different things these days. This shit is abysmal by Mike Glennon.
Mm.
Oh,
hey, real quick, it's in my brain and I'm gonna forget. LRP, did you see that Fox News anchor a few weeks back when she was talking to the dude and he was like, it said you in the show, you. And she was like, I never did a show on
yes.
it. And he's, my God, that is the funniest thing in the world.
I can't even talk to you about it.
50 to 55% of the people get their news from this woman.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Oh, I love the fact that her dumbass stupidity was put on display, and she still didn't get it after. She's like, I don't know what you mean. I don't do a show. It's like, no, you. The show is called You, and
she goes the
you.
Show. He said the show's called Lindsay something.
It's called Lindsey Graham. Like, this dumbass. The people watch
she
that network.
There's a
really
Lindsey Graham
walk
show
around
on
and
Netflix.
Repeat it. Dumbass.
Sorry
just
about
goes
that.
To show you this country is some bullshit. But nah, yeah, I know. Thanks for bringing that.
That just made me laugh. We got about 6 minutes, it looks like, right now.
In the game too. 6 minutes on the show.
Yeah, this is how we gonna do it. Hopefully, this kind of works out in the best
five
way.
Left. Where's the urgency? They're not down.
There is none. Mike Glennon looking at the bottom of the play sheet, like, okay, this one might work this time right here.
No, they're playing like this game is like they're just gonna run it out.
Look how tired the Miami Dolphins are.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is look how tired. Look how they're walking around the field. This is when you tear some shit up. We talking Mike Glennon and the Garrett Tisch offense.
Mm.
We okay.
Yeah, they all got to go. They all got to go. They can't keep nobody now. They all got to
right. go. That was a great catch, Slayton, right out of bounds. Practice?
They can't do the practice.
You got to do that in the practice field.
That was a practice field play.
That was a practice
field play. They see that shit. We see that in April and March.
Right. There's music behind the shit. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. QB comparison because we keep yelling at everyone's like, come on, he can't be that bad. What's Tua doing? All right. 20 for 39, 155, 4.0 average, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception, a passer rating of 50.7, 3 sacks for 28 yards, Mike Glennon's stat line. 28 for 38, 211, 5.6 average, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 2 sacks for 15 yards, a passer rating of 104.2, Tua Tagovailoa is stat line. And then, of course, they are not rushing the football. I mean, 18 carries for 52 yards, and
Darius Slayton beat Xavier Rhodes straight up and down up the field, and would have had a wide open 7.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yo, I can't with Mike Glennon in forever. Like he can go just like Galladay. They can all sit on the plane together. Like that would be the punishment. For when you get rid of people. I sit you on the plane together. I want y'all all to think about how y'all ain't shit. All of you. Everyone sits together. I book the flight and the seats myself. First class with you bitches. I want you to be comfortable knowing you're going. It is a shame, man. It is a shame to watch this offense. It is a shame.
Live update score 17-9 as Graham Gano's 51-yard field goal makes it in. 4:59 in the fourth quarter. Miami getting the football back. Hey, if you three and out them again, they miss another field goal or something, you get another field goal. I mean, look, it's 5 minutes. You can field goal. You can field goal on the deck.
I'm sorry.
Mike Glennon needs to be out at the beginning of the third quarter. It's too late now, but I know a feeling. I know what they're going to do. They're going to throw the young man in. Watch.
No, they're not.
Ain't
going to see the field unless he make the backup next season in a backup battle.
The time for him to come in was that the fourth quarter let him play a whole quarter.
Mm-hmm.
To put him in now would be absolutely ridiculous. It's too late now. They missed the window. But to even assume that they're going to actually get the ball back with time left for them to even make a run to go down and score plus a two-point conversion, right.
Exactly.
And for what it's worth, the Chargers seem to be back on their first quarter ways, back down at first and goal from the one-yard line, up 31-22, looking like they're trying to close this game out in the fourth quarter. And then I think that's about all the other updates. Everything else is still the same from earlier. Tampa Bay got a field goal. They're up 27-17. Arizona got a touchdown, it looks like. They're up 33-14. And, yes, that's all the scores. Philly got a field goal. They're up 33-18 just now as I spoke that. Okay, so, yeah.
Looking
like everything.
Played too well after the first quarter, huh?
We will go.
Looks like kind of went down a little bit as the game went on.
So 14 of 22, 140, 6.4 average, two touchdowns and an interception, one sack for 10 yards and 93 passer rating. It looks like the Eagles just
did
their thing. Looks like the Eagles just did their thing offensively, and they were just not able to be on the field for the Jets defense, unable to get off the field, leaving the Jets offense with no time and nothing to do. And you go three and out once or twice in a game like this, and you can see what happens.
I think they would have won if Hurts played, though. But I think Minshew probably playing helped their passing game a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Which caught them off guard probably. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
third and six.
Goddard's at 105. The Quez Watkins is at 60 yards on three catches. Kenneth Gainwell's at 30 yards on five catches. Sanders has three catches for 22 yards. Goddard's got the two touchdowns, six receptions, 105 yards, 17.5 average, and two touchdowns. And Quez Watkins has three for 60. So, yeah, they were able to move the ball. And then, of course, the run game is still there, even though Hurts isn't there. They're up over a 150 on 34 total carries. Miles Sanders, 24, 120.
Okay. Real quick.
Sorry, do your thing.
Third down, Giants had an opportunity to get off the field. Bradbury completely lost in the sauce, don't know what's going on. Parker makes a 12-yard catch. 13-yard catch, first down, they stay on the field. And you can spare me with the Eagles' accolades. I don't want to hear how good they're, how many yards they got. I don't want to hear.
No, I was just, that's it. I was done with them. I was just running through that game as we look at this one now. So it is third and four on the Giants' 49. Giants call a timeout there at 3:21 left in the game. So we'll see how this third down plays out for the Dolphins here. Just so everyone's clear. I won't tell you how it ends, but you already know.
Probably.
Let's see here.
the hell Sean Spencer doing sitting up there with the Jazz Fingers? If you're going to do Jazz Fingers on third down and four, you better do something. They don't get off the field after Sean Spencer was just throwing up the Jazz Fingers behind Jazz like they're about to go out there and do something. And I don't need the cameraman to show him no more. Look, Jones is talking to Fromm. They better not put that kid in now.
Does it look like they're going to be able to?
Because I assume that they convert here, and they do.
Hey, LRP, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
So my theory is keeping the quarterback in rhythm, right? And not disrupting his rhythm for three quarters because his rhythm hasn't been disrupted, right? When it comes down to the game, you're able to make plays like that because you do understand the Giants have no more timeouts left.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something before LRP goes? I get what you're saying, but it might have to be – look, if you've done that all game, you know – You know what works at that point. Maybe not so much you're in a rhythm or you know what's going on, which could be possibly high end possible. But if you went 11 for 12 on a drive, you've got 11 plays to look at that you know worked. And you could continue to try to move that on into the second half and try to move and build off that. So I think that's a big aspect too. Again, you're right on the whole getting on a roll thing, but like OG Steve said, they went on a roll in the end, but they started the third quarter cold. But they knew what worked, and they did a couple things.
They know
what
ran those plays. Yeah. You can do. You got all the bending that you need. You got all the bending you need.
Yeah, you ran way more plays than them, so shoot, you can go in
the
back.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Game change. T. Higgins may be out the rest of the year with a knee injury. Oh, that sucks for them, dude. I'm sorry. I know this is Giants talk.
This was one of his most productive years, too, man.
Yeah, and they have a playoff push, too. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's whack. He was doing well, man. He was doing well. So somebody got a flag with Gatorade under it on the Giants sideline? No, he does not have a challenge flag in one hand with a cup of Gatorade under it. You know what? Yo, great Sunday. Eat a chosen from the Bronx. Y'all know what time it is. God bless y'all.
Yeah, God bless everyone. I think so. Blog Talk has stopped recording, but we are still all live talking to each other. So until you hang up, we're just going to stay live since we all just chit-chatting anyway. But I'm sorry. That's rough. 3rd and 5 on the New York Giants 27-yard line for the Miami Dolphins.
Yo,
2-minute
what
warning.
What happened to his timeouts?
You used them all on the last – I will tell you right now. So in this last drive, oh, you used that first timeout. I'm trying to find it. You used two timeouts on this drive, but you used that first timeout. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to find this first timeout from you guys. You guys have to save. Did you guys call a challenge at all?
I don't know.
Yeah, so it looks like you guys called that first time out maybe in the third, early in the third, maybe late in the third, fourth quarter, whatever you did. But then the last two timeouts were on this last drive. Where are they at here? Timeout number 2 taken at 3:21 in the fourth, and timeout number 3 taken at 3:14 in the fourth. It was after a second down and after a third down. Bruh, T. Higgins is doing it. He's playing on a fucking torn ACL. He just caught a first down pass. He got up limping and shit.